participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop, 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 stop. Stop, 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 stop. Stop, 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 stop. Can't stop the run. Stop, 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 stop.
F you, white trash. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Come that way here. Your fan club prompt started, actually. They get them out of here
before the door even opened today.
They're excited from last night. Hello, boys. There they are. Say hello to their favorite. Hello.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Sincere condolences to the widow Jenny and all the ships at sea.
You know, Waylon Jennings only had one foot.
That's right.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah. Lost it for diabetes.
I didn't know that.
Years of healthy living and still.
How can a guy leave the world early with that lifestyle?
I don't know. It's hard to say. For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He's got Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, he does.
Absolutely. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, February 14th.
All right.
Valentine's Day. Here's your phone number from anywhere in America. You just heard the announcement, 877-365-3636. Right here, Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. There is my funny Valentine. He loves to be introduced on the show.
I don't.
Like he's a real cast member or something.
Good boy.
Our friend Guy Birdley.
A man who was in the zone last night.
We got some hot gutter ball action to tell you about. We have couples already here for the backwards newlywed game.
Met a very happy couple out in the lobby.
At least one couple is here already. And here's a surprise. Cupid is not here yet.
Cupid is not here, but Cupid's bow and arrow. Cupid's real kid-size bow and arrow is here.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
Like, you remember they eventually barred that game Jarts,
right?
Because that game we all played when we were kids, because you would throw these giant metal spikes up in the air.
And they were coming down in youngsters' heads.
Yeah. Well, we sent Joe, Slow Joe, out to get what we imagined would be like a Nerf bow and arrow set for Dennis to wear as Cupid today. And as it turns out, he got a real bow and arrow set.
I can't believe they sell this. Like, it looks like something for children.
Uh-huh.
And then the arrows are the real kind that you could see if you were hunting deer.
You could kill an animal with that.
Easily.
You could kill a person with that.
Metal tips on those wooden...
Now, Wendell's filed these down, correct?
Yeah.
I believe he's already dulled them.
It's still hurt you.
Yeah. We've tried to dull them down.
9.5-pound draw weight, 15-inch draw length, durable fiberglass construction for right or left-handed shooters.
Okay. Where did Joe get this?
What about for one-handed shooters? Dennis only has one. We don't have to worry about Dennis shooting anybody with the arrow since he only has one hand.
Joe had said that he was going to go to Kmart, and I said Toys R Us, and I'd love to know where he ended up.
Oh, there's
getting
a price tag. Hold on. Maybe it says. Okay. Hold on.
Let's see.
I think he said all they had at Toys R Us was like Nerf cannons.
Nerf cannons, yeah.
Oh, Little Mall Grandpa's House of Band Fun.
It doesn't have a product name on it. It doesn't say.
All right, well, find out where he got that.
Oh, may cause serious or fatal injury.
There you go. Man, I can't believe they sell that for kids. Joe, where'd you get these?
Okay, so I started with the Toys R Us.
Right.
And they had one Nerf thing. Maybe it's a seasonal thing, but they had one Nerf gun that shot 8 darts. They weren't even arrows.
I guess it's years ago that we, didn't we have a Nerf bow and arrow set?
Yeah,
a long time ago.
That,
or like a crossbow.
Right.
Yeah. Which really would be the better tool.
Like a medieval type thing.
Yeah. The crossbow would work for Dennis as opposed to the regular bow and arrow.
And that's exactly right. They had nothing. And so then I checked their little sporting area. I figured they'd have some sort of junior, you know, suction cup arrows.
You went to Sporting Goods?
Then I went to Target, which was right next door.
There you go.
Target. Had no arrows.
There you go. That's Target for
Same Nerf kit as
Did you go to Walmart?
No, because then I saw a Modell.
Did you go to Kmart? Oh, they're out of business.
Went to Modell's.
Gotta go to Modell's.
And I didn't need the latest NBA jersey, so I left Modell's.
Oh, dear.
And I love it when Joe gives us his view of the world. Joe,
he's a storyteller.
Why the editorial slant about you didn't need the latest NBA jersey from Modell's?
Because it says Modell's Sporting Goods, and there's maybe a weight set. And some rollerblades.
Yeah, I agree with you about Modell's. I mean, it is more clothing than real sports.
I want to stand up for Mo.
Yeah.
I'm a Mo fan.
No, I know they're a client and everything, but I'm just saying I wasn't looking for a Michael Jordan.
Modell's.
I just wasn't looking for a Michael Jordan jersey.
Hey, where did you get the bow and arrow?
Sports Authority.
Now, so this is... Who are they marketing this to? Because the bow looks like children. I mean, and then you see the arrows that look almost real.
It is a magical contradiction because it's Indian. Oh, look, there's our Cupid now.
Cupid's running
Indian
in.
Archery first shot junior archer set. To which the bottom says, warning, not a toy for children.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, that's fantastic. I love that.
Listen, no problems, no worries. We're using it as a prop today.
Very good.
For Dennis in his adult diaper.
Fantastic.
Hello.
It comes with a quiver.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Blower activate. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Am I?
The S right out of the
issue. Don't drop the S bomb right away, please.
Who expected to hear that you were going to even answer me? I didn't expect that.
No, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, when you were talking about your adoption, that it's pretty hard to, you know, I felt for you because I was adopted myself, but at least I was told that at a young age, like 3, that I was adopted. And I know that you have this, like, gap in your life. You know, what you have to deal with.
You know what, you're being all, like, all serious with me and stuff, yeah. And I can't be serious today. It's a day for love. Call me another day, and I'll be glad to discuss. Yeah, no. I empathize with you. Thank you for understanding. Yeah, it sucks.
Somebody's panting.
It sucks being adopted and not knowing about it, which happened to me. But that's documented. We know that's on the show. Here he is now.
Everybody's got hard knocks in their life. Big deal.
Simply eight minutes late. You're as Cupid.
Look at the hand this man was dealt. Listen.
I only got one hand.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. I didn't even mean it that way, but yeah, that one hand.
No, I can't believe how bad Kravik is.
Bad. Kravik is bad.
Ricky was back. And 123 was back.
All right,
you're
then.
Fine. You're all right, then.
I mean,
right.
Don't sweat it.
Go slip into your adult diaper.
Okay.
And we have the bow and arrow for you, and we've got the microphone set up outside.
Got to be kind of careful with that today. Today, Dennis, it's kind of a prop because we couldn't find, we couldn't find.
I can kill someone with this.
Yes, you could.
What you do is you just wear it. Just wear it as a decorative item.
Okay.
The quiver and bow. And
I, for one, am glad to see this gentleman back on the show. I feel good about that.
Thank you. DennisLucy.com. Please hit my website. Thank you.
You still owe us Christmas gifts, though.
Don't worry. If I make $500 in the next month, you'll get it.
You gained a little weight.
I've been trying to, you know, get slim, but...
Right.
Yogurt, a half gallon of ice cream,
So is it dairy products?
Jelly sandwich tonight.
I've just been informed that Dennis's breath today smells worse than it ever has.
smoke.
I'm telling you, I've just been handed a note by staffers saying that your breath today is the worst it's been. That's right. Eat those Tic Tacs, Dennis. Eat them like they're nobody's business.
Well, I think it's stress also when he gets caught up in traffic. I mean, Dennis was trying to get here.
Yeah, all right, well, go put your uniform on, Cupid.
Okay.
And the good news for Dennis is that it's not. The temperature is actually almost mild today.
It's it is moderating. It's not that freezing day we expected.
It's near Fitty outside. So Dennis will be outside in the diaper. And the deal is you come up and you kiss Dennis, or you let Dennis kiss you for $1, and all the money will go to a worthwhile charity.
Very good.
Worthwhile charity. Let me see. Oh, before we start the Valentine's Day festivities, and we have two couples here already for the backwards newlywed game. We'll start that, I hope, in our next break, because I think the way the game's going to work the best, the way we got the questions and the rounds, is with three couples.
Ah. Yeah.
We only really need three couples to play the game.
Very good.
For our Valentine's Day show. We should mention that you're fighting Gutterballs, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
Victory was ours.
Well, we won one game. That's lost one game.
Did we lose one? Did we lose the second game?
We lost the first game.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were there, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Right. Okay,
a little bit.
Well, we did.
Just a little bit.
There's the Fighting Gutterballs music. I don't know what it is. We got to stop bowling teams of guys and girls that are pros.
Yeah.
Because again last night, one of the bowlers on Robert the Angry Mailman's team had a perfect game, again, going into the eighth frame.
And he was the nicest guy on the team. I was rooting for that guy.
Yeah.
I so wanted him to bowl a perfect game because he was such a good guy.
I don't know how many times, though, we're going to have to go out and bowl against these guys who should be on the Pro Bowlers Tour.
They should.
And the guy showed me after the match that he has two rings indicating that he's already had two perfect games. He's had two 300 games.
We have to... I have a thought on our bowling team.
So anyway, we lost the first game, but we won the second game.
I have a thought on our bowling team. I think we bowl every week, almost every week. I mean, we spend a good 3 hours a week committed to bowling, and I think we got to do what those guys do. Even the guys that aren't any good, that fingertip thing, they knock more pins over.
Mike, they bowl all the time, though. We bowl once a week.
The guy that was bowling the perfect game told me it's two things. It's the type of ball we have, and it's just a slightly modified technique, and we'll be knocking them down. We'll actually be knocking more pins down.
Well, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, proud to say the captain of the Angry Mailman team, who, in fact, did not defeat us. It was a split.
Yes,
here is Robert the Angry Mailman. Hello, Robert.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey. We're doing great.
Hey, catchphrase of the night, check their shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Robert, you did crack me up at the end of the night.
At one point, we had a lot of people there.
Yeah,
and,
good crowd.
And they got over the intercom system in this bowling alley in Annandale, and they said, "Will all the Don and Mike people please keep your voices down?" Because there was a lot of screaming. The second match was very exciting.
There wasn't a lot of screaming. There was one lady who was causing all the trouble.
Well, she was kind of inciting the group, but the lady that was hooting like an owl.
Unbelievable. I mean, you could hear her throughout the whole bowling alley.
Yeah. So there were these, I guess it was the Arabs that were bowling next to us who were upset about the fact that our group was making so much noise.
Yeah, they didn't like the noise.
I had a couple hundred people there, and Robert gets up and starts screaming, "Check their shoes!
Don't let them on the plane!"
Meanwhile, nobody in Austin can catch a calf, you know, because all of them are at the bowling alley.
You know, and I'll tell you something, Robert, the first time you said, "Don't let them on the plane" first, and then you said, "Check their shoes," and when you said, "Don't let them on the plane," I really thought there was a legitimate moment of potential tension there.
Yeah,
something was
going to
go down. I know you did. I know.
Well, Robert, it was a great game, and you are due a rematch. You and your fellow semi-professional bowlers, your ringers.
Yeah, right.
You are deserving of a rematch, mm-hmm. And I just want to say this. Robert, you are a great bowler. However, Rob Spiewak beat you straight up in game number 2.
Ooh, whoop-de-doo.
Rob Spiewak.
Every dog has its day, okay?
Rob Spiewak had
his. You kicked your butt both games. You won because of the handicap. Tell them how much handicap you had.
400 pins in the second game.
400 pins.
Yeah,
so
keep in,
what?
Keep in mind.
That's two
you get,
people. That's two other people.
Yeah, do you realize you had a guy in the first game that bowled 8 strikes in a row?
Yeah, Scott. That's one of my best friends.
Rob had
Scott
his career high. Friends. I want to say, Robert, you let me let say that Rob Spiewak bowled his career high, please.
Yeah. 195, so what?
That's a great game. That's the
whatever.
Best game. Best
hey,
game
Don,
I've ever had. Yeah, Robert.
You can save that $50 for the next time I come in to the show.
Yeah, I owe Robert $50.
Uh-oh. But you won
what
some money
you
from him,
$50
too.
Bucks on
him? I won $10 from him, and then I don't know. It was something like, I don't even remember what it was. You know, he's constantly taunting and betting
yes.
and constantly standing right
makes
behind
it interesting. We had a great time. Everybody sat down. Everybody was really into us bowling.
Yeah, this is true.
You guys took it seriously for the first time.
He sits right down behind you, and he gets right behind you and goes, $50, you don't make it. $50, you don't. Come on, what kind of a man are you?
I love that.
$50, you don't make it. So I finally turned and said, okay, you're on. And I threw a gutter ball or something.
I think, Robert, did we push or was I $20 ahead?
You $20 ahead.
There you
DA.
Go.
All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, DA.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
I apologize for the comment yesterday.
Oh, that's fine. Don't
I got
worry.
Everybody in trouble.
Don't worry about it, Robert.
This Amy's just husband called me at the bowling alley.
Robert,
there you go. I'm gonna.
Hey, Robert. Yeah, Robert, just shut up about that. All right.
Appreciate the gesture.
I'm sorry, fellas. That's
you just
got to
be
a
quiet.
Comedy
it's
show.
Okay.
Okay, Robert. Yeah, always good talking to you. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later, man.
All right. See you.
Take care.
Good
Bye.
Time. Good
Bye.
Time last night at the alley.
Wow. It's funny the way he prioritizes, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, when he wins, it's the biggest thing, and when he loses, it's a fluke. I mean, you know,
let's
it's
go to
funny.
Jeff. Hey, Jeff, were you there last night?
Yeah, man.
Hi.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you had a good time at the bowling alley. I had a good time at the bowling alley as well.
Great.
I got a BJ outside in the parking lot.
Wow.
Oh. You did?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Really?
Was it,
yes.
Was it
yes.
from the was it from the screaming lady?
No.
Was it from one of the Arab guys?
Yeah, right. This girl was so wasted, but yet she was like, why don't you come on outside in the parking lot?
It wasn't Rob?
Hey. Was it Lisa?
Yeah.
Was it Jessica Biel?
No, I actually saw, I witnessed Lisa and Jessica Biel driving away from the bowling alley, I believe in the same automobile.
Oh, no, I saw that with you as well, as you and I were discussing stuff, yes. as you were putting stuff in your trunk.
Yes, sorry. Yes.
Well, she invited me back to her house.
As Tom was saying goodbye to the lonely guy.
Wondering if you were going home or going to a hotel last
yeah,
night.
That's right. When, I went home.
Good.
I went, I'm glad I did, too.
Good
yes.
for you. Well, listen, glad you got a BJ.
Yes, she invited me back to her house, so I, of course, I had to go.
Okay.
You know, I had nowhere else to go.
All right.
Man.
I got
so.
Nowhere else to go. All right,
yeah.
my friend. Glad you had a good time.
Toodaloo ass.
Toodaloo ass.
Yeah. Great crowd last night.
Very good. Had a great time. I like that bowling alley.
Had fun. The bowling out in out in Annandale, Virginia. And yes, to Charles Broyhill, I bet you're right. Okay? Just let me say, Charlie has just written me an instant message about who perhaps gave that BJ last night.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
I'm fascinated. Write it down, please, for me, because I Charlie's very observant.
Do I have to?
write it down.
Okay,
write it down.
A good time was had by all.
That's his guess.
Yeah, good time was had by all.
That's his guess. Well, listen, today, I don't know about you guys. And, Mike, I know you're going through a situation, but...
I'm doing okay, though. I'm having a good day today.
But it's Valentine's Day, and, you know, in my house, Christ, there's always pressure on Valentine's Day. Always. It's bigger than her birthday.
Wow.
It's bigger. It's not as big as Christmas.
Always has been since you've been talking. I mean, this has been years that you have said it's very important. And what did I say to you last night? I said, you know, it's a good thing that it's a big deal. Maybe it should have been a bigger deal in my house.
So the important thing to find out now is if I've passed the test.
Uh-huh.
Because part one of the test is always selecting the card. And now it's to the point, I can't just go and pick up whatever card I want. I have to get one that really, like, fits the mood.
You can't have, like, a little orangutan or something. Like, I love you.
Hi, sweetie.
Well, hi, my darling.
I'm no longer, well, when I buy, like, the goofy cards, those don't go over. And when I buy the sentimental cards, I really now have to read them to make sure that the words match whatever.
So you really got to dial in the accurate sentiment? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And then, you know, you got to follow that up with a gift.
Right.
And the gift has got to be, although she'll say, don't get me anything.
Right.
I really know I got to get her something. So the question is, Valentine's Day, winner or loser today?
Great.
Big winner today, right?
You have come up so far.
Wow.
Past the airport jewelry of years past.
Hey, now, how about that reaction? That's pretty good.
Yeah, one year, me and Mike, we're coming back from a road trip somewhere. And we,
yeah, this has always been kind of the heavy travel schedule for the show.
We bought our wives jewelry at LAX at the Los Angeles airport, and that did not go over well with them.
No, in your defense, it was actually the Denver airport, one of the nicest shopping airports in America.
Didn't you get jewelry and I went to a clothing store?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, and I went to a really nice clothing store, but your wife immediately...
Where'd you get this?
Right.
I think I knew it without asking. I think it was in the airport bag.
Oh.
See, you told me on it.
Thank you for shopping Delta.
So she's got this thing that I got to put the time in, you know, and...
And very impressive because, you know, it's particularly great. And I have to give you kudos. It means so much more when I don't even realize that you've had a chance to go to a store.
Yeah, I'm a sneaky guy. As Wendell Hall calls me, I'm the sneaky squirrel.
Sneaky guy.
I pretty much have you low, Jack, for where you are at all moments. And
yeah.
That you made time in your schedule and didn't complain about it or bitch about it or say, I can't do something, I've got to go shop. I mean,
Secret Squirrel. That's my name, Secret Squirrel. Yeah, well, honey, thank you.
You bought that yourself, right?
Of course I did.
All right. It was just so well done.
Of course. It's at the store where I know you like the clothes from. And, you know, I go in and I tell the girl what I want. And she brings out a bunch of stuff. And I said, I'll take that one.
And that store is Fredericks of Hollywood.
No, and that's the other thing. I don't buy my wife, like, lingerie or crap like that. You know,
it's very uncomfortable.
It's cliche-ish. It's the same reason she doesn't like flowers.
Right.
There's no thought put into flowers. Mm-hmm. Flowers are easy. You pick up the phone and just call the flowers show up.
Yeah, I got the no-thought gift from my youngest male suitor.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Teenage Angst, everybody. You know, things in our house with Bart. He is, well, he's going to be 17 very soon, and he's showing it. But this morning, he comes downstairs, disheveled as always.
I made the pancakes that are food-colored pink with little candy hearts all over them.
Oh.
Sprinkles.
And we got a Valentine for him, and we got him a box of candy, because, you know, what kid doesn't like candy?
Right.
And
not hungry.
He opens up the Valentine from Frieda and I, and it's not like a mushy Valentine. It's a Valentine that says, you know, you're a great son and we're proud of you and stuff.
Right.
And he opens it up and he goes, and he just sits it down. And he starts reading the newspaper, the sports section. And then Frieda...
Really no acknowledgement whatsoever.
No, I mean, it was, that was it, just And then she got up way early and she makes him, you know, the pancakes he likes that have the candy and stuff on them. And he eats like half of one of them. And then he says, gotta go. And she says, well, what about the breakfast I made you? Not hungry. And then he's out the door. He's out the door.
Ah, your progeny is about to fly.
Yeah, he's out the door. And all I got, here's what I got from him. I just got this. Because he kind of, is Dennis ready?
Hold on.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Honey, hold on a second. Cupid is here. So what happened to the diaper, Dennis?
Well, the miscommunication, I thought you were going to get me the diaper.
Yeah, he said that we were supposed to get it, and I never heard that.
All right, well, Dennis is wearing a towel.
Yeah.
Dennis is...
underneath.
Yeah, I made him tuck in the towel.
Okay, so Dennis, you ready?
That's fine. Dennis, I think it looks kind of like a loin.
Huh.
Dennis, is that going to stay up? Is that going to be...
Well, I'm going to have Wrangle tape it around.
Yeah, we'll get some duct tape going.
Yeah. All right. I think it looks good.
See you outside, Dennis. Okay. Good job, Cupid.
Thanks, Dennis.
Don't forget your bow and arrow.
Lollipop, 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 happy Valentine's Day.
Right. There you okay. go. There's Cupid. He'll be outside.
Cupid. We have our very own Cupid today. Den, thanks for coming down.
He'll be outside the Dynamite World Broadcast headquarters at 10800 Main Street here in Fairfax, the CBS building.
That is a look. If you're in the area, you want to check that out.
Did that towel, you think it was always that color?
I'm not quite sure, but I didn't give that towel 5 seconds to stay around his waist.
Yeah, you know, Lisa said he brought the towel from home, but even if we provided it, I was going to let him keep it.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, so last night, listen, let me just finish up with this thing with my son. That last night, we're having dinner before I've got to go out to go bowling, and we're sitting at the table, and I said to him, I hope you haven't forgotten what tomorrow is, that tomorrow is an important day, and I would think it would be a day that you wouldn't want to let Mom down on.
Right.
And he said, something flipped to me, you know, like, I didn't forget. Stores are open till 7. Blah, 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 blah. So then tell him about the call you got when he went out to the flower shop.
Well, he called me from the flower shop and said, man, it is so crowded here. I have to wait for forever.
No, he didn't say man. He said Jesus.
Yeah, well.
He said, Jesus, it's crowded in this flower shop.
And then he said, hey, do you mind if I just give you your present when I get home because it's kind of hard to hide? I said, well, gee, that's really, thanks for all the thought that's gone into it. And he said that he was caught, then he didn't want it to be that he was thoughtless. So he said, oh, well, did you ever think this might all be a ruse? And I said, no, I really didn't think that.
Was he commenting on the day itself?
No, he was saying that that maybe it was like a phony call from a flower shop and a phony complaint.
Oh,
phony. Yeah, like that. Maybe he had really already gotten his mom for Valentine's Day, and he was just goofing.
Sure. But when I got today the flowers that still had the packing material around them, I knew that it hadn't been a ruse.
And I said to her, I said, did he at least get you a card? And the answer is no.
Ah.
So our little boy has.
You know, they even give you the free ones at the florist too. It's not really hard, you know. They'll give you the free little thing to sign and stick in the flowers.
Our little boy has become the little man. It's happened.
Yeah,
it's really happened 100%.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
As he walked out of the house today with his stocking cap on.
Oh dear.
Which I can't get him to take off. I can't get it. You know, he had a red Yankees stocking cap that the kid wore so much that it was like Linus's blanket. I mean, the thing, it smelled.
Yeah, I guess that gets sweaty after
it was,
a while.
It was grody. So I when we were up in New York a couple weeks ago, I bought him a couple of new ones.
He lost one of the new ones.
He lost one of the new ones, and the one that he has now is simply, it's a black, and it has the black Yankees logo on it.
Right.
And the kid wears it all the time. I mean, he wears it, he comes home, he puts it on, and... Also, figure this out, okay? He wears a do-rag underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
He wears the do-rag underneath the ski cap that's pulled down.
Then look at his school with the khakis and the tie and the button-down shirt.
You know, that's amazing that school, that they have, like, a dress code, right? But
He does not.
It sounds like they ought to tighten it up a little bit.
Well, he has to take the hat off when he gets to school.
Oh, he has to take the hat off when he gets to school. How about the do-rag? Does he have to take that off?
Yes, he has to take that off as well. However, on his lunch hour, he'll go back to his locker and get the do-rag and get the hat and put it back on.
Wow.
And then after his lunch hour, he'll go back, he has to take it back off and put it back in his locker.
Hasn't he always sort of walked the line on the dress code, like when they require ties? Doesn't he wear hideous ties?
Yeah, he'll do stuff like he'll wear a Hawaiian shirt.
I love that.
Which counts as a shirt with a collar.
I think that's terrific.
And a cowboy string tie.
So it's letter of the law.
Sure.
So technically...
we've gone to the shops in New York where you can get the clothes from the 70s.
Yeah, well... At your Super Bowl party, I saw those pants that he was wearing.
And so then, what was the other thing?
The James Garner glasses, have you seen those? The ones that look like the Rockford File glasses?
Wow.
They're big yellow faux metal rims.
He's doing this thing this weekend. He does this every year with his school, the Model UN.
Uh-huh.
And this year he's referring to it as Supermodel UN. Because, it's, you know, he gets to spend a couple of nights away from home with chicks. And
I had the same thing growing up. It was called Youth in Government. It is a very similar thing. And it is, man, I really do believe it was... It was the best weekend of my year.
Well, he's looking forward to it.
Well, the good news is for us, darling, it's just you and me tonight. And I got the all the chocolate flavors and the and the strawberry massage oil and all the good stuff for Valentine's Day.
And I appreciate you got that, and I'm looking forward to our night of love tonight. Just know that I, as always, will be performing to the best of my abilities.
Well, trivia.
You know what I mean. I mean, you know, I ain't your one-hour man.
It's our 21st Valentine's Day. How slow am I?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they, you know, part of, you know, she said to me this morning, look, I got all the oils, and I guess
right.
Tonight, you know, we can really, and I'm feeling this pressure. That, you know, listen, you know, I'm already thinking about it now, so virtually I'm...
It is a big deal in your house, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's always been a big deal for my wife. And what are we going to have? We're going to have some shrimp cocktails?
I was thinking, I know you like the champagne and shrimp cocktail menu.
Yeah, that's good. Mm. Oh, I love that.
Maybe some chocolate-covered strawberries.
No, we don't even need that. No, you know, I'm happy with them shrimps and that and the booze.
Oh, all right.
Shrimps and booze.
Because we have to drink. My Lent resolution was I wouldn't drink alone anymore.
Okay, well, that's a good resolution. And that's going to be my resolution as well, except when I'm alone.
except when nobody sees you.
All right, well, listen, I know that you don't like the spontaneous nature of which I enjoy attacking you physically. So let's just set up the game plan that let's have sex tonight before we eat.
Okay. not at like 4:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, why can't we have sex as soon as I get home?
No, let's wait till it gets dark.
Honey.
No.
God damn it.
No, I don't.
Why can't we just have sex? No one will be in the house except us.
Why do we have to do it as soon as you get home?
Why can't we do it as soon as I get home?
If we light the candles, if I put on the Al Green.
Don't put on the Luther Vandross of the Al Green.
Yeah, it's not fun in the daytime.
Oh, come on. It's fun in the daytime.
No.
Come on. Let's get home. Let's bang.
And then we have a couple of glasses of champagne.
No. Honey. Like you said, this is our 21st Valentine's Day together. That's not me. Please.
Yeah, why is it not you to wait till it gets dark at 6:00? I'm not talking about midnight.
Please.
No.
Please, I've done everything else the way you want. Please.
Why don't we do it both nights? Both ways.
Ooh.
There you go.
Well, you know, okay, if I'm up to the challenge.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. You'll be. Ooh.
If I'm up to the challenge, we can do it both ways. But you know me, 10:00 news, bedtime.
I'm not asking for 10:00, darling. I know you're a grandpa, for God's sake.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
All right, goodbye.
But how about we compromise? We bang first. We make joyous love first.
And we have music and candles.
If at 4:30 in the afternoon, what's the deal with the candles?
Well, that's kind of a waste.
All right, you can close the blind. You can close the blinds.
There you go.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we bang first, then we eat, and we get drunk.
If we can have the music, if we can have all the accoutrements and the blinds closed.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we can eat and get drunk.
All right. Good.
All right.
Good. Time for prime time. Is it? Oh, I don't even like the Olympics, and it's not Friends night tonight.
Yeah. Sorry about
right.
that.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
All right. Maybe I'll get a good romantic.
No.
A When Harry Met Sally kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I have big plans now. I gotta go.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
She's excited.
I told you, it's always a major freaking day.
Yes, yes. Well, it sounds like she's very satisfied. They're very happy with what you've done so far.
I got to listen to crap like this when I go home tonight. I just want to go home. Here's what I want, really. I just want to go home. I want to have good sex with my wife. I don't want to eat.
Right?
I want to eat shrimp cocktails.
That always...
And
cocktails.
And
I love the way you throw the S on the shrimp cocktails.
Shrimp cocktails.
Shrimp cocktails.
And then booze. That's what I want.
Now, booze is kind of a recent addition, right? You didn't always have
the alcohol. Oh, no, we get champagne.
Oh, you get champagne?
We get champagne.
Would it just be champagne or...
just champagne. That'll do it.
That's good.
Robbie?
You know it's going to be a big... I know Valentine's Day is big in your house. You know it's going to be a big day in my house?
What?
October 9th.
What's that?
That's Carrie's due date.
Hey!
There you go.
Are you going to announce that today?
Yeah, I know all you guys do, but I want everyone to know now that Carrie's expecting.
That's wonderful.
Hateful Child number 2 on October 9th.
Let me add a little balance to this, gentlemen. I'm not planning any goddamn thing at all tonight. Okay? I'm really, always like to keep everything in perspective, all right? With the sweetness of life. There we go.
Well, Rob,
my night's going to suck.
No, it might be okay.
No, it won't.
There's a new Charlie Brown special tonight.
It's going to suck. Sorry. I thought I'd throw a little reality into it. Happy man.
It'll help.
I'm not that far ahead of you, Mike. My wife's eyes will probably be bandaged tonight because she's having the laser eye surgery today.
Ah, that's nice, too.
So there's that.
There we go. Now it's all balanced out.
You want to come over after I bang and have the cocktails with us and drink?
No. I have a meeting tonight. I do.
Okay.
I have another meeting.
Another meeting.
A lot of business to take care of.
Gotcha. And then, I'll tell you this.
Seriously, and we've always discussed this, it was never, Valentine's Day was never that. It's actually more for my kids than it is for, because they're at that age right now, and I had an absolutely outstanding Valentine's morning with my kids. It was actually one of the best we've ever had. They were totally into it, and that's going to continue this evening because it's phase two, as I told them. When we had kind of like this was the teddy bear morning and stuff like that.
Right.
And it's going to be the candy tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun and the cards and stuff like that.
Rob, with the baby.
Yes.
We knew this. What?
No, just very excited about it. Very, very, really, really looking forward to it. Yes. Just go ahead. Proceed.
No,
sometimes I like to emphasize the positive in my life and not move by it so quickly. I'm very, very happy about this. I'm very excited about it.
I'm not trying to...
Yes. No, I just go ahead. Go ahead. Proceed.
No.
Please proceed.
No. Why? What am I doing wrong here?
Rob with the baby. I know Rob with the baby. I have two lovely babies, too. And Catherine and Elizabeth are going to have a very, very exciting, very wonderful Valentine's Day.
I'm not saying that they won't.
Happy Valentine's Day to Catherine and Elizabeth. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, I'm not trying to...
I understand that.
I just want to make a point about yes. Rob's baby.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we've known this for a couple of weeks.
Yes. Right. We just found out Carrie's OB appointment was... I just found out the due date not 1 minute ago. I just spoke to her.
Very good.
It's exciting.
Just something that my wife heard from Rob's
That's
wife.
That's good. Very good.
That she had been off the birth control for 2 weeks.
And I believe Rob got her pregnant about an hour after that happened.
Exactly.
Our man, look at
how... Johnny Fertility.
Look at how virile that man is.
Don't stand too close to me. To quote
1 minute after the birth control, the woman was impregnated.
That's all I wanted to say.
I don't want to get too graphic. I think it took us two tries.
Oh, really?
I think.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your swimmers are very powerful.
Yes, it's like having a
and she's very fertile, too.
Yes. Oh, she's very receiving. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like so, having a sack full of Mark Spitzes.
So the due date is October 8th?
9th. I think
October 8th, 9th. So
will you be finding out the sex of the baby, or are you going to make it a surprise?
I think we're going to find out this time.
So you didn't do that the first time?
No, we're doing it a little different this time. Last time we didn't tell anyone for 3 months, and also we didn't find out the sex. Don't say gender. That's inappropriate. Gender has
gender.
To do with language.
Gender.
So as soon as we find out, we'll let you all know.
Very good.
Right. Very excited.
I don't know where my children are.
Oh, and Carrie's listening. Carrie, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. You're a great mom, and I know you're going to be great again.
There you go.
Congratulations, Carrie.
And, okay, that's it. We'll stop being happy.
No, I was just, I'm very, very into it today because I had a good morning. This was a good day for me.
That's excellent.
And you had mentioned
One of the things I discussed with my wife last night was, you know, I do mention a lot of the bad stuff, and I should mention a lot, you know, there's good stuff here too, and we're doing things the right way, and so I feel good about that.
All right.
I actually had a very good morning.
Good.
At home. Which is cool. Nice. And that's the way it's going to continue. And, you know, you got to deal with that kind of stuff.
Happy Valentine's
Day. It's not that you guys are being happy and that's bothering me. What I wanted to do was also emphasize the positive. Because you know what? Feelings were hurt yesterday because of all the negative stuff. You know, it was, I want to balance that out. I'm not into that. You know, I think somebody had mentioned that on the show. And I think it's good to do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
All right.
Agreed. Anything else?
Agreed.
Anything else, though?
No. No, nothing else. Nothing else right now.
I mean, anything good else? Do you want to just, I feel bad now. I feel like I cut you off that you wanted to talk about good stuff.
Well, no, I think I've covered all the good stuff. It's just I wanted to, as I'm sure I communicated to you, I wanted to linger on the good for just a moment to know that my life is not such a complete and total tragedy, that there are bright rays of sunshine occasionally through the murk of a difficult situation. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I've said my piece.
Okay.
Well, look, now see, I'm even wearing a little smiley face on my jacket today.
Perhaps we can all take a moment and we can all be happy on this Valentine's Day. Mike, if you will look to your left and to my right, you will see outside wearing a diaper.
Wow.
Major effing star Dennis Murphy.
All right.
Dennis, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, guys. Yes, I can, like.
We got a feedback issue out there.
Dennis, are you warm enough?
Hey, what the heck?
Dennis, can you move over to your left a little bit?
It's comfortable. It's very comfortable.
You look good.
You gotta see him. He is outside.
He really does look rough. You know, they've got that towel hanging down on him perfectly now. It looks kind of like a loincloth.
Yeah.
I could walk around here.
He is comfortable. Look at how comfortable he is with his semi-nudity.
Hey, Wendell, can
Why
we get
is
him
he gyrating?
Can we get him some headphones, though, so that we don't have the feedback when we talk to him out there?
Come on, go on, headphones.
We get him some headphones so he doesn't have to listen on a monitor. What's happening is out front of the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters, Dennis Murphy is dressed as Cupid.
You know, I didn't think he'd be able to use the bow and arrow, but he's actually able to. Look at this.
There he is.
Oh, somebody's going to get hurt.
Now, Dennis, as people drive by and people approach you, you must say, you know, I love you.
Hey, that arm,
you.
That armpit hair.
You.
That armpit hair never looked better.
I'm Cupid.
With my arrows of love.
And I bring arrows of love to their relationship. I want to make the relationship better.
That's great.
Do you think it'd be asking too much for him to shoot an arrow into the ground? I'd like to see him let one launch, but I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Into his foot.
All right.
Into the ground. Here we go.
No?
Okay. Hey, Rob, touch this.
Oh, no.
He can't do it. He can't do it. He's only got one hand.
Yeah. What if we tape the bow to his hand? Do we have any more duct tape?
We are simply looking at Dennis Murphy right now. I realize the show's kind of come to a stop.
Dennis is very comfortable with this state of undress, and he wasn't when he came into the studio before.
The loincloth, the towel that we have duct taped around him.
Here we go.
Dennis, move back a little bit so I can see you.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think he's going to be able to fire the arrows.
You going
to
give it another try?
Yeah. One more try.
You got your bow upside down. Looks like you might have your bow upside down.
Okay.
There we go.
Like
this?
Oh, dear.
He's going to kill somebody with that thing.
He's going to shoot this over to the courthouse.
All right. Go ahead. Let it go. Let's let it fly.
Okay.
Archer, Dennis Murphy.
Hello, we're calling from the Massey Building. There's been an injury.
Green arrow.
Dennis just attempted to shoot the bow and arrow. The bow flew out of his hand.
The bow got more distance than the arrow.
Hey!
Did you check that out when he bent over?
You know, it's hard to sweat when it's 50 degrees outside.
Not for Dennis.
He's got a giant skid.
It looks like
underpants.
It looks like a relief mat.
How you doing today? Come on, guys. I want to kiss you.
For charity.
Yeah.
There he is. That's Cupid.
You got a lot of
Hey, I got to give a credit to Dennis Murphy giving his all, ladies and gentlemen.
He's a performer.
This is the old Dennis Murphy. Wearing the diaper outside the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters.
Can't fire the arrow, though.
He is out there waving at people, telling them that he loves them. He's Cupid.
I'm Cupid. I love you.
Hi, Deborah.
Can I love you, please?
I love you.
Oh, wow.
All right, Dennis.
They ran away.
Come on. Well, listen, just keep it up, Dennis. Good job.
Be careful with that bow and arrow. You know, those are really sharp arrows.
Okay.
There you go. That's our Cupid. He's outside the Don and Mike radio station right now on Main Street. How many couples are here for the backwards newlywed game? Can we find out? Because we can meet our couples and actually start the game momentarily.
There was one couple, two. Elisa's putting up two fingers.
Two couples? Now, I don't want to run it. We'll do a break first and see if the third couple shows up. But we'll play with two if we have to.
Sure, right.
Because we've got plenty of questions, and I think it's going to be fun. We'll find out if the couples are divorced or they're separated. But it is the backwards newlywed game, the highlight of which will be the theme song.
That's right.
Which is backwards. See, today we're playing the backwards newlywed game since it's divorced couples who will be playing the game.
And this is a theme that works backwards.
It does.
Now, you listen for the satanic message here. You know, something like,
I buried Paul. Bob Eubanks is Satan. Bob Eubanks' mother sews socks in hell. Bob Eubanks told anti-Semitic jokes on a documentary with Michael Moore.
That's right, it's the backwards newlywed game.
Very demonic.
But still identifiable, even backwards.
Yep. It is, that's what's good about it.
Here we go.
got two couples here. If we don't get another couple by the time we get back from the break, we'll just go with those two couples.
Rob, did you do this manually with your hand to...
Turn the tape upside down.
Turn the tape upside down. So this has got perfect pacing.
We'll just wait until you hear the beginning. And then we'll go with two couples if the third don't show up by the end of the stop set here.
This makes the game.
Yeah, it does. After all, it is the backwards newlywed game, right?
There you go.
We'll start that game in a second. Now be call 100-877-365-3636. Prize package selected especially for you at Good Luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Colored crotch patch. Now that's a lucky crotch patch, but don't worry, Sexual Predator is still a great rental despite the crotch blockage. Britney Spears' new movie Crossroads opens in theaters this weekend, and unfortunately she's not naked, but the good news is she is in a bra. Hey, it's something. I'm Mr. Skin, fast-forwarding to the good parts.
It speaks to the genitalia. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a tidy little feature, in my opinion.
That's going to be a new weekly feature on the show, the Mr. Skin Minute.
You know, Mr. Skin has his act together.
Yeah. And that incidentally, is a national exclusive on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, that's a lucky crotch patch.
Well, Mr. Skin's coming on today. Discuss, when my wife mentioned, hey, this will never happen, that she wanted to watch a movie with me tonight.
Right.
He's going to tell you the best chick flick movies to watch if you have to watch a movie with your honey tonight that include nudity.
Now, there's danger here because if your special someone happens to hear the recommendation,
right,
and then you bring it home and your wife has heard the show, you're going to be screwed.
Yeah, you're busted. Absolutely. Call 100. Forget about the touchstones. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm calling 100.
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
Hey, it's Kenny.
Where are you from, Kenny?
New Jersey.
Kenny, here you go. Go see the movie Super Troopers. Super Troopers Prize Pack, the hilarious new film about cops, crime, killing time, opens tomorrow. Plus, you've won the 20-minute prepaid phone card from Sprint PCS. Now you can save $150 on any two new Sprint PCS phones with a mail-in rebate, Sprint PCS. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Hold on a second. And, okay, Rob, switch that back.
You got it.
So we can go outside again to our Cupid, Dennis Murphy. Dennis?
Yeah.
There he is.
Are you still warm enough, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm comfortable out here.
Excellent.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, if you would like to see Dennis live, come by the WJFK radio station.
I'm Cupid.
There he is. Also, pictures are being taken of Dennis now, and what we're going to do is email them up to our new official site, WNEW.com.
That's right.
And by the end of the day, we'll have the pictures of Dennis out front the radio station. As Cupid up on the site. Plus, you'll want to know if you live in the D.C. area. You know that we thanked you profusely recently for the great number one ratings on the new time slot.
Yes.
And we told you that we would be doing a show where we drive around the Beltway.
Right.
Using satellite technology and actually broadcast an entire show. Because, you know, the Beltway is a 65-mile highway that goes around Washington, D.C.
It's a cycle.
It's a circle. And what we're going to do is stop at various Beltway exits, and we're just going to give away money to people and to say thank you for listening to the show in the new time slot. And as a matter of fact, the technology has been worked out. We are doing the Drive Around the Beltway show a week from Tuesday.
All right.
And rain date is a week from Wednesday.
Very good.
Reason for the rain date is the way that we're doing this is the guy with the satellite, we're going to be in a van
by the river.
We're going to be in a van driving around the Beltway.
Right. A van or like an RV or something?
Well, Mike, it started as an RV and now it's trickled its way down to a van.
Like the last time.
And here's why. Because the only way we can get the satellite technology is we've had to hire an airplane that will be flying
directly over us as we drive around the Beltway.
How cool is that?
And, you know,
like our own little AWACS plane.
And that came out of, you know, that came out of the non-existent budget.
Wow.
So as we are, you know, driving around the Beltway at all times, there's going to have to be the guy in the airplane that we're shooting the signal to the guy in the airplane. Anyway, it's highly complicated.
I just have a prediction.
It's going to be a mighty fun show.
Yeah,
that the guy, what he's going to do is we're going to like paint a bullseye or something on top of the van that we're in.
Exactly, Rob.
What, Rob?
Rob was just doing a little pantomime. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, we might be thirsty. We won't be driving.
No, right, exactly. Right.
So we could certainly have beverages while we were doing the show.
Kind of an experiment. Tuesday. Yes, absolutely.
Why not? So anyway, that's a week from Tuesday. I know we had talked about doing that, but it will actually come through.
Very exciting.
On Tuesday.
Hey, how's it going?
And there he is, Cupid.
Hey, how's it going?
Sounds like an emergency vehicle.
Yeah, a police officer.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
Yeah.
He said, don't worry, we're not breaking any local ordinances.
No, and Dennis is, you know, really, it's not like it's even semi-nudity when you look at Dennis.
I'm okay.
He has a talent. Don't forget that. Just keep saying to people, he's gyrating now. Just keep saying to people, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Don and Mike love you.
Hey, God.
And do you think, Don, at the end, I know Dennis's ensemble today is a towel. He is a towel and a sweater. That's right. A towel, a sweater.
Mike, that's not a sweater. That is his hairy back.
That is true. But he's also wearing BVDs, Don, the little jockey shorts that he's got on. I think at the conclusion of the broadcast, we're going to perhaps have another inspection and maybe a new prize for the fans. I think, you know, because really, he was really late getting here, and he had...
You got it.
What a time in traffic.
Witnesses tell me that there's already something to give away there.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Oh, Rob and I already saw the gigantic wet spot.
Yeah.
Do you remember that time we went to that ball game, and we saw that umpire?
Oh, my God, in Chicago.
Mike and I went to this Cubs game at Wrigley Field, and it was like 100 degrees, and there...
Great day for a ball game, but, I mean, this umpire had he was dressed improperly for it.
The guy, he had on the gray
flannel,
stretchy double nets, right? And he bent over to brush off the plate, and he had so much ass sweat.
It started at the small of his back, went all the way down, and then back up to his navel.
And that's kind of what Dennis has got happening in his underpants right now.
But that'll keep the dust down at home plate.
Dennis, listen, hold on. Move to your left. Move to your left.
The other left.
Oh, move to your left. Okay, now turn around and face the street. Now bend over like you're going to a football.
Okay, hold on.
Hold on, take a look. Can you see?
You know what? Diaz needs to take a picture of that.
Yeah, RJ, get a picture of that.
Yeah, there's got a picture of that on WNEW.com.
That'd be a great screensaver.
Dennis looks like he ought to be throwing rice, getting ready for his next sumo match.
Dennis, okay, just now bend over a little more, Dennis.
There you go.
Okay, all right.
All right, well, that's happening.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I think he should stand like that the rest of the show.
Good job, Dennis.
Oh,
we'll get back to you soon.
Okay, no problem.
All right, now. All right, make sure that you keep saying, you know, lots of love from the Don and Mike show.
Hey, does Cupid have any wings?
Huh?
Yeah, you like in the oftentimes we do. Yeah. So if anybody wants to bring Dennis down some wings, please feel free.
I think we got Sean. Sean, you drove by and saw Dennis.
Yes, very disturbing, gentlemen. I happen to notice that just right next door to you, there's a Main Street Children's Development Center right next to you, and a bunch of kids playing outside.
Well, no, there's not.
There is not. You are
right, full of crap.
There are no kids that can see Dennis.
Well, you got a development center right next to you.
You dumbass. What are you trying to do? What is your game?
We do not.
Before long, they'll be down at the Breezy Way Motel.
So, what's that?
Before long, they'll be down at the Breezy Way Motel hanging out.
In your fantasy, sir.
Yeah, right.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Let's get another guy who just drove by. Let's get a real perspective of what's happening. Hello, Eric?
Wow.
Yeah, I just drove by. I couldn't quite understand him, though, because it's half his tongue. Was he saying Happy Valentine's Day?
Yes,
he was.
Yes, would you comment on his outfit, please?
Oh, it's great. It's very very wet and very attractive, especially for Dennis.
Like club wet. Dennis could dance down there.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, I sent you guys an email the other day whenever Don was smashing up the PlayStation.
Yeah.
And made a comment about how he looked so much like Tony Soprano. Did you guys ever check that out?
Oh, did you say that on the instant feedback?
Yeah, right. I'm
JD. Yeah, you know what? I don't know. We get a lot of those, but I understand.
Hey, you got to look at it. It looks exactly like Tony Soprano.
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you, Mike.
All right, babe.
Certainly. All right. Back at you, babe. I got you, babe.
Babe.
Robbie, why don't you get the couples?
Okay, we'll go get them. Start to meet them.
Yep, let's meet our couples. If we only got two, we only got two. We're going to play the backwards newlywed game.
There's our brand new backwards newlywed theme.
With divorced or separated or going through counseling couples. How many, hey, Remy, how many we got?
Well, we have two. The third one kind of isn't going to show up because the new wife told the husband that he couldn't go unless she could come too.
Oh, well, why couldn't the new wife come?
Why can't the new wife come?
She wouldn't come.
Oh, I got you. She wouldn't come.
Yeah.
You mean the ex-wife wouldn't come because the new wife was coming?
No, the new wife wouldn't come. She said, you can only go if I'm going to go, but I'm not going.
So I think he's
got himself into another good relationship there.
Right, I got you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, as the couples work their way in, here is Christine, who just drove by and saw Dennis. Okay. Hi, Christine.
Guys.
Hi, you saw Dennis outside?
Oh, that's just sick and sad. He's a sweet guy, but really.
Oh, I think it's neither sick nor sad. I think it's a happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, it's nice, yes, but...
Thank you. Here is Russell. Russell, you drove by and saw Dennis as well?
I'm right out front right now. It's like a car wreck. You have to drive by and look at it twice.
You do.
All right, thank you. Well, as you can hear, nothing but kudos for Dennis Murphy outside the station dressed as Cupid.
I can feel the love.
Let's say hello to our first couple.
Couple number one, Jamie and Harmony.
All right, let me get the names here. Jamie
and Harmony.
Now, guys, are you currently married?
Unfortunately.
We're separated.
Yeah.
Jamie and Harmony. And how long have you been separated?
Over a year.
Now, which one is Jamie and which one is Harmony?
Well, the girl has to be Harmony.
No,
right?
it was a little joke. Harmony, you've been separated how long? How long has it been?
Over a year.
Over a year. And Jamie, can you stop slouching and sit up just a little bit? Thank you. And so how are you guys doing? Do you keep in contact or anything like that?
Yeah, we sure do.
Are there any children involved?
Yes, there's one child.
Okay, so you have to whether you want to or not. I mean, you have to keep the contact, right?
Well, Mike, I'm going to ask you during the interview stage here to be careful about asking any questions about what might have happened during the relationship because
that'll be worked into the questions during the game.
Covered in the questions.
Very good.
But you guys obviously get along well enough that you're here to play the game and maybe win $500 courtesy of Sprint PCS, the clear alternative to cellular.
We try.
This is delightfully tense.
Nice to see you.
Delightfully
very,
tense.
Very tense. You guys, so you're still living together?
No.
I don't. Oh, no. Okay.
Well, they're separated. They are separated.
Separated, but still married.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Okay. See, that's the second time that Harmony has said unfortunately.
See, there's lots of questions I'd like to ask, but those questions will be coming up in the game.
So what you're saying is, like, with the actual game playing, we'll get a clearer picture of the relationship.
Yes, we will.
Very good.
Thank you both for coming by.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you, Harmony. Thanks for playing the backwards newlywed game.
We'll see you shortly. Let's meet our second couple. God damn. That's awkward. Those two people.
Man. I think that speaks to how successful this game's going to be.
Uh-huh. Well, just my opinion. She hates him more than he hates her.
Oh, yes. She every time that they brought it up, she said, unfortunately.
Yeah. Let's meet our second couple.
This is great. I'm sorry. I'm the last person that should be saying this is great, but this is great.
Couple number two, Marvin and Allison.
Marvin and Allison, how you doing?
Allison, hi, kids.
Wonderful.
Hey. Hi there. Now, are you guys still married?
Yes.
And what's the... what's the deal? Can I ask?
What's your status currently?
We still live together.
Can you, you got to move closer to the microphone, please.
We still live together.
We've been separated for about over a year.
But you live in the same house?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Two bedrooms.
Not very well.
Got kids.
Really?
Oh, okay.
That's not a permanent solution. That's until we can...
Right. Until you can get the other living circumstances?
Yeah, we have a lot of outstanding debt together.
Really?
Okay. All right.
All right, Allison. Oh, you're the one I asked you if you were married to a guy named Howard, right?
Yeah.
I gotcha. Okay.
Marvin and Allison, can you sit up a little bit, Marvin? Yeah, there you go. You know, I will say, Marvin. Don, the body language on both gentlemen coming into the studio has been similar. The the woman's kind of perky, sitting up, you know, very into discussing this. The guy really just kind of sitting back and waiting for it to happen.
Which one of you was the catalyst for coming down to play the game today?
I called in.
Yeah, Allison called in. So, Marv, when Allison called you up, or when she came to you at home and said, you want to come down and play this game, what was your reaction?
Well, I had to work, but I had to get up early this morning and go in and do the work, get it done so I could...
He told me for 15 minutes, I can't. I said, come on.
Yeah, sorry, Allison. Maybe Marvin had to do a little work this morning. Hey, oh, hold sorry. On. I tipped hold my on. Hand hold there on. A little
Excuse
bit.
Me. Dennis is getting his picture taken with a woman outside right now. Let's go live outside the studio.
Yes.
Oh, no, so, I can't believe that my girlfriend's on Valentine's Day.
I'm going out with girlfriend.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, Dennis. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
Dennis, who's the hot piece of ass you got out there?
I'm the Susie.
I work across the street.
She works across the street.
Is she a hairdresser?
Yeah.
She's a hairdresser.
Wait, let me see if it's the one that cut my hair once.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Mike, she's blonde?
Is, yeah, she's blonde.
Hey, Susie, can you cut my hair, please?
Dennis, can you move over a little bit by the window, please?
Huh?
This way.
Oh,
Mike, she says it's the one. She is the one who cut your hair.
We see. Well,
hi, Susie.
Hey,
Dennis, this woman's for you, man.
Hey, look.
This one. This woman is for you.
She's enjoying this.
Oh, look at that.
This lady's a pistol.
There's a kiss for charity.
This lady is a pistol.
Let's see. Susie, would you please describe... Hey, Susie, get her on mic for a second there, Dennis. Susie the floozy. Dennis, a little less manic communication. Susie, could you please describe Dennis?
Dennis is the most sensuous hunk I have ever seen.
Wait, really? Susie.
And he's got more nerve than 1,000 men.
All right.
Wow.
Do you find him attractive in his Cupid outfit?
I love his outfit.
Dennis, Susie likes to party, Dennis. I've had conversations with Susie when she's been cutting my hair. Would you let Dennis party with you sometime, Susie?
Sure.
All right. Okay.
Hey, why don't you give...
Anybody can party with me.
Give Susie a real treat. Dennis, why don't you bend over like you're going to hike a football?
Yeah.
And let Susie see what's doing there in the underpants area.
See if she feels the same way.
All our clients have been getting a kick out of this.
Oh, there you go. I hope I bring more business.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Dennis, hold on. Susie, hold on. I want you to look at something.
I can hear you.
Dennis, bend over. Bend over and show her.
Okay. Hold on. Cougar.
There he is. Dennis is a good sport.
She's aghast.
Susie, how would you describe when Dennis bent over what you just saw?
Can we say it on the radio?
Yeah.
Say it and I'll delete it if I have to.
Disgusting.
There you go. Disgusting.
I'm
just kidding.
Okay.
No, she's not.
Come by and put a Valentine for him. Okay. If I was sugar, I would shoot it, but I can't. Oh, really?
Okay,
she's trouble. We'll pull out and I'll shoot you, okay?
Definitely a fun life.
Yeah. Happy day, Kirby. Happy day.
Happy day.
This is too much. Dennis is almost naked.
Yes, he is.
He has a towel. He has a towel duct taped around his waist.
Yes, indeed he do.
Marv, Allison, did you guys get a chance to check Dennis outside?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
He adds a bit of a ray of sunshine on Valentine's Day, doesn't he?
If that's what you call it.
Hold on, here comes someone else to talk to Dennis.
Go come here, Michael.
What's the guy doing?
Show business, Dennis. Is that it?
Hey, happy Valentine's Day. I'm Cupid. Hey, how you doing? Happy Valentine's Day.
Some guy out there who's trying, I think, to hawk some type of business card to Dennis to get a free plug on the
there
show.
You go.
No, I can't hold it, so do it.
It's a modeling agency.
Yeah. What's your name?
Darren.
Oh, Darren?
This is free passes to the Nexus Gold Club.
I don't need to hear that. Hey, Darren, smoking crack with you, remember that.
I know, that's what my mother says.
Hey, okay. Dennis, ask him if he'd like to kiss you on the cheek for charity.
No.
Just for charity.
For charity.
Letting him go to Nexus Gold Club is charity enough.
No, I don't need a kick. I need a woman to kick me on the cheek.
So you got a guy from the strip club down there, from the Gold Club.
That's the joint that I was in the other night. Down, that's down near Club Wet.
Oh, is that the place you and Doug went after the show?
Doug didn't go. I just went.
Oh,
but I, you know, that was actually.
Sorry,
I went there alone, and I went. You know, it was literally around the corner from Club Wet.
Yourself, okay?
It's sort of a supper club, isn't it?
What's that?
Just a good meal.
Yeah, good meal. That's all. Good time was had by all.
Yeah.
This is one of those train wreck shows, man.
Hey, the weather's great. You have to come out.
All right, Dennis. We'll see. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's our second couple. Happy Valentine's Day. There's our second couple, Marv and Allison.
Right.
Nice to meet you both. And we'll get you in here separately to play the game in just a second. Okay, kids.
See you later, kids.
Okay, now, let me see if I can work, if I work the schedule out here.
The password is tension. You know what? I don't know why I'm enjoying this the most. Maybe it's because I can relate, but these guys are cracking me up when they're sitting here. Both guys, like, leaning back about 20 inches from the microphone.
Prediction on both of you. I mean, it's the woman who decided the marriage was over with both of these guys.
You know, I don't know whether that's true, but I'll tell you one thing. I think it's the if the women aren't into doing this, they're not here. The
that's
guys
right.
aren't here.
Yeah.
It's up to them, totally.
Well, that's just the vibe I'm getting.
I get that, too.
We'll find out when the game is played, when we get to the actual question.
You guys still married?
Unfortunately. Hey, I got a question for you. Remington Steele. Because we have Mr. Skin scheduled today. Oh, and we're getting all kinds of instant feedback here at WNEW.com that people loved the Mr. Skin Minute.
Yeah.
And that is a Don and Mike show exclusive that Mr. Skin's going to do every week on the show. We're going to play it more than one time.
It's just like when we have Mr. Skin interviewed on the show. I mean, it is so accurate, and he really knows his stuff if you're into that.
What I don't want to do is start the newlywed, the backwards newlywed game.
Right.
Then have Mr. Skin. If we break now, do you think Mr. Skin will be ready for us?
Sure.
Okay, well then let's do that. Let's break. We'll come back. We'll get Mr. Skin on the phone.
Excellent.
Tell you the top chick flicks for Valentine's Day to watch with your honey with nudity.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll play the backwards newlywed game with the two couples that are here.
Very good.
And while all of that is going on, Dennis is out front the radio station.
Winning friends and influencing people.
In his diaper. Okay, so it's a busy one. Happy Valentine's Day. And we'll be right back with Mr. Skin.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
And that's all I have to say about that.
We're ready for some skin.
Yeah. Never forget. Never. The Don and Mike Show.
Amen, brother. Let's see, we got Mr. Skin on line four. A Valentine's Day treat. Welcome, everybody, from MrSkin.com. Here is our good friend, Mr. Skin.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
always one of my favorite guests on the show.
Skin, first, let me tell you that we debuted the Mr. Skin Minute today.
Cool.
On the show, and it was absolutely a smash.
It's really like when we interview. I mean, you're on your game, you're to the point, you don't mince words, you get right to it, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah, cool. Well, you know what happened is I ended up a couple months ago, I decided to contact all the movie companies and say, look, I promote the heck out of your stuff on my own. Why don't you send me DVDs before they come out, or let me go see movies at the theater before they come out so that I could, you know, talk about it. And I was thinking, well, hopefully they'll let me do it. And pretty much all of them said, yeah, cool, dude. And
good.
Yeah, so now I'll get to see nudity before it makes it to the theater or on DVD so I could talk about it.
Hey, Mr. Skin, where are you from originally? Because you got that kind of neat accent happening. It's like a Chicago thing.
Yeah, I'm a Chicago guy. Born and raised in Chicago.
My favorite part of your Mr. Skin Minute is when you said, Britney Spears is not new, but she's wearing a bra. There you go. A nice bra there, Mr. Skin.
All right, so the deal is, everybody, of course, go to MrSkin.com, where, you know, we've had him on the show lots of times. He's one of our most popular guests. You look up in his database any actress you want. Mm-hmm. If you want to see her naked, if she's been in a movie naked, Mr. Skin will tell you. And by way of reference, I'll tell you that for Christmas, Buzz got me the Swamp movie.
Swamp Thing.
Oh,
Swamp
beautiful.
Thing, yes. The one you recommended with Adrienne Barbeau.
Yes.
And her jugs are outstanding in that movie.
You weren't disappointed.
No chance of her drowning in that swamp.
No, absolutely not. And listen, that's a pair of Tig old biddies that I had wanted to see
right
my entire life.
Sure.
Buzz heard the recommendation from Mr. Skin.
That's right.
Got me the DVD for Christmas.
I forgot he got you that for Christmas.
And it's not like 5 minutes worth, but
no,
you get to see them.
And it's only available on the DVD because it was a deleted scene added to the DVD. It's not available if you went to see it in the theaters or on the video.
How many copies you figure? You know, there's no surprise. It's no surprise the movie companies go along with Mr. Skin. I mean, he says something like that. You're selling about a million copies of that movie.
Right.
So anyway, you go to his website, MrSkin.com. You type in the name of whoever you want. And you get a list of all the movies that the woman has been in. And now every week on the show, we're going to have the Mr. Skin Movie Minute. And we've already gotten requests to play it again today.
Very good.
We'll play it again before the end of today's show. And the special reason Mr. Skin is on today is, and I love this because you heard when my wife was on before, part of the deal is that she wants to watch a movie tonight.
Yes.
I ain't into that. I mean, I'm going to go home and I've already got the schedule set that we're going
to... Today's a bad day to be a guy.
Yeah. We're going to have sex, then we're going to have our shrimp cocktails, then we're going to have our booze.
Right.
And then I'm probably going to go to sleep. She wants to watch a movie. It's not going to happen in my house.
Is she giving you any indication of the movie she wants to watch?
No.
Okay.
But let's say that you're in a situation, I'm not going to have to do that tonight, but let's say you're in a situation where you got to rent a movie. You got to watch a movie with your honey tonight, and it's got to be like a movie that...
A chick flick.
A girl would like.
Right.
Here are the top 10 Mr. Skin choices for chick flicks that have a gratuitous nudity you can enjoy.
Well, yeah, and that's the deal. There's no way you're going to be able to pull up tonight, run into the video store, and coming home with Slapshot or The Terminator. It just isn't going to happen.
All right.
So I figure if you got to bite the bullet and watch a chick flick, you might as well have some good nudity. So some tips for the guys. You'll look good, and then you'll get to watch nudity at the same time.
All right. The number 10 movie for Valentine's Day that features nudity.
Yeah, total chick flick. The English Patient. It won an Academy Award in 1996.
Man, that's tough right there.
It's a tough movie, but you know what? Your girl will like it. You'll look good. But then there's a great scene where Kristen Scott Thomas is in the bathtub. She stands up and gives some full frontal nudage. And as you know, she's from England, and they don't trim it up as well. As, you know, so some great nudity there, plus Juliet Binoche has a little nudity in it also.
All right, so that's number 10, The English Patient.
And you bring home The English Patient, and your significant other is going to go crazy.
Yeah, she'll think you're a great guy.
Sure. Number nine.
Number nine is a movie called Holy Smoke. It's stars Kate Winslet, who we all remember from the Titanic, and she plays a girl who ends up having to go to a cult, or she joins a cult, and then Harvey Keitel comes and tries to rescue her.
Oh, yeah.
There is a scene where Kate Winslet walks completely nude towards Harvey Keitel, much better nudity than the Titanic, and while walking towards him, full frontal nude, makes a tinkle. It's pretty funky to see Kate Winslet fully nude and then go to the bathroom on herself.
Okay.
So you'll get some laughs, too.
All right, so the name of that movie
is Good Smoke.
Holy Smoke.
Yes.
You want to see Kate Winslet walk around naked and also go number one.
Yeah, she number ones herself.
Wow. All right, choice number eight, please.
Number eight's not a bad movie. It's called Death Becomes Her. It starred Bruce Willis and Isabella Rossellini. Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn are also in the movie.
Oh, is this the one where the heads go on the different bodies? I think a lot of special effects in this, right?
Yeah, there's some funky stuff in here. But the key to this is there was a scene where Isabella Rossellini was supposed to walk completely naked towards Bruce Willis coming out of a pool, and they actually used a body double. And normally you don't care about a body double. We don't want to see a body double. But in this case, the body double became a famous TV star, Catherine Bell from the television show Jag.
Oh yes. We have had her on the show.
Yeah, she is so hot. She is so hot. She walks completely naked around the pool, and you don't see her face, but it is Catherine Bell guaranteed in the movie Death Becomes Her. You can see
that. Wow. See, now that's a tip.
Yeah.
That's who doesn't want to see that sexy girl from Jag naked?
What a body. What a body she has. I guess Isabella Rossellini couldn't come up with a good bod on that one? Or
she must have said, you know what, why don't you let people think that that's my body. And I mean, if you're good enough to be a body double, you have to have a good body.
Absolutely.
Hold on, Mr. Skin. Hold on. We have something going on outside. Yeah, Dennis, what's happening? Dennis is outside dressed as Cupid.
What's good?
Hi there.
Hey, nice to meet you. Looking good.
Dennis, did you get a kiss out there?
Hold on. Can you kiss me on cheek, please? Looking good.
Dennis, continue to greet the people. Mr. Skin, this is Dennis. He's outside dressed in a Cupid suit today.
Wish I could see him.
Come here.
Yeah, get your pictures taken with
Hey, Dennis, is that a nurse?
Yeah. What's your name?
A nursing.
Jen? Helen!
Dennis, you got some hot Asian chick with him now.
Oh, can you kick her on the cheek, please?
Yeah, she loved that.
Yeah!
Wow. She was into that.
All right, we'll continue to greet people, Dennis.
Okay, go on! I'm not greeting people! Meet and greet! Meet and greet!
Continue to greet the people driving by.
Okay, I will! Hey! I'm not going to! I'm cute!
Hey, how about that energy level from Dennis?
Hey, how you doing? I'm not going to! I'm Cupid.
All right, sorry for that interruption, Mr. Scott.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, back to the list.
Okay, we're on the number 7 chick flick with good nudity that I recommend is a movie called Doc Hollywood with Michael J. Fox.
Oh, I've seen it. I agree with you.
What's, yeah. I've seen this movie. What's the nudity?
Well,
the babe in it.
It's funny because this is a PG-13 movie, and usually you do not get nudity in one of those, but for some reason it made it past the censors. Julie Warner. Now, you might know her. She played the girlfriend of Chris Farley in Tommy Boy.
Yeah, she is hot. She's got a great body.
Well, and she shows it off beautifully in a skinny dip scene where Michael J. Fox walks down to the lake and she's taking her morning dip, and boy, does she look great coming out of the water.
She does, and I don't think that's a body double there.
No,
right?
That's her. That's her. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't put a body double on here unless I could identify it.
You know, I've seen that movie, and I know the scene you're talking about, and it's never registered with me that you see her naked
see her breasts very clearly, and it's very sexy. She is just, I mean, it's not only a great nude scene, but it's just an erotic scene in general. It's really terrific.
Yeah, it's great.
Number 6.
Number 6, a newer movie. It's called Monkey's Mask. Now, this is a movie none of us guys would know about, other than the fact that, do you guys remember the movie Top Gun, that hot babe Kelly McGillis that played Tom? Girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a more recent movie. Her and this other girl named Susie Porter have a lesbian affair. Total chick flick here, but there's a ton of clam jousting. They're just completely going at it left and right. A ton of full frontal, great nudity. It's one of those movies you barely have to fast forward, and there's nudity at every turn.
Wow.
Monkey's Mask, you get to see Kelly McGillis completely nude.
Beautiful. Monkey's Mask. Who would have known? Buzz is actually writing that one down.
Yes, I am.
Movie number 5.
Number 5 is a movie called The Piano. It was
I've seen it.
Yeah, Jane Campion movie. Now, it features a very nude Holly Hunter in an extended nude scene with that name again, Harvey Keitel. He seems to get in a lot of these
naked.
Movies.
He's naked in it as well.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the only negative I could come up with. But in The Piano, Holly Hunter, there's a scene where she's kneeling down in the cameras from behind, and you could tell she's a brunette from behind, so that's a pretty and, a pretty good scene. Wow.
And also, I would say Holly Hunter in that particular movie does subscribe to the European style of gardening.
Exactly. Well, she was playing an English babe, so I guess she had to go with the realistic look down there.
All right, chick flick, and again, these are movies, chick flicks. If you have to watch a movie tonight with your girlfriend or your wife, you'll be able to get some nudity. Number 4, Mr. Skin.
Number 4 chick flick is a new DVD release that was out on cable last year. It's called Maze. It stars Laura Linney, who you guys might know. Last year she was nominated for an Academy Award for the movie You Can Count on Me.
And I know her. Hold on.
Truman Show, right?
Truman Show. She was Truman's wife, the nurse.
Yeah. Right. Redhead.
Right.
And you know what? In Maze, you get the full red carpet treatment here because it's about this dude that's a painter that has Tourette's syndrome. So, I mean, you get some comedy out of it, too. And she stands completely naked in front of him in perfect light, a real long scene. And you get to see, you do not usually see a big name star, especially an Academy Award nominated star, do a nude scene this good in an R-rated movie.
How's her body?
Oh, it's great.
All right.
She looks awesome.
How's her tease?
Her downstairs?
No, her T's.
Oh, she's about a B to a C cup, but she looks great.
Does he have all the answers?
To see her naked. I'm going to rent that one.
Oh, yeah, you guys, I got the pictures and clips. You guys could check it out, but it's one of my favorite nude scenes of last year.
You know, I would say somewhere down the road, Mr. Skin could come up with his own book of jargon, you know, when he's talking about the red carpet treatment.
Let's go to the number 3 chick flick.
Yeah, number 3 is a serious chick flick. It's called If These Walls Could Talk 2. It came out, it was an HBO produced movie from 1999. It's out on DVD, and it's 3 separate stories. It's all lesbian related items, and in the movie, not only do you get to see that Chloe Sevigny naked, but you get Sharon Stone nudity, Michelle Williams from Dawson's Creek nudity.
Oh.
And now, this may not be something they want to advertise on the box cover, but Ellen DeGeneres nudity also in the movie.
Oh, I remember it. Yeah, you see her too. Listen, and tell me if I'm wrong, Mr. Skin. When I saw the Ellen part on HBO, I commented that her areolas were like pepperonis from a pepperoni pizza. am I wrong about that?
No, she did have some funky areolas.
Yeah. Funky would be the word.
Yeah.
All right, and there's lots of...
There's tons, and it's all girl-on-girl action. There's no guy's hairy butts getting in the way of your nice enjoyment of a nude scene. So.
All right, number two, the number two chick flick with nudity.
Yeah, this is a movie called Love Letters from 1984. It stars Jamie Lee Curtis at the top of her game. She was about 24 or 25 years old. And it's about, she finds these old love letters that her deceased mother, when she goes to clean out her things, and she reads about all these affairs her mom had. So she decides to have an affair with this older man. And everyone saw her naked in Trading Places. She had some good nudity. She's nude 10 times more in this movie. She has about 7 or 8 great nude scenes. And if you're a Jamie Lee Curtis fan, you could rent this movie under the guise, hey, Love Letters, and all of a sudden you get 6 or 7 great Jamie Lee Curtis nude scenes.
I think that's an essential movie for you to rent.
Yes.
For Don to rent, because Don has a problem with Jamie Lee Curtis.
I think she's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, I know. Some guys freak about that, but I'll tell you, there's no better chest in Hollywood than hers.
Now, do you see her vag?
Well, you don't, but you get tons of breast shots, and it's the only movie Jamie Lee shows her buns without a thong. It's a total great bun shot in there.
All right, and that leads us to, now, you've had some great ones, but that leads us now to the number one Mr. Skin chick flick for Valentine's Day. If you're forced to watch a movie tonight with your funny honey, the movie is
Sirens from 1994.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, well, this is one of the great Skin movies, regardless if it's a chick flick or not, but it's about this painter named Norman Lindsay, who was an Australian painter in the 1920s, and he did a bunch of nude paintings. What's great about this movie is there's nudity throughout the whole movie, but there's a ton of full frontal nudity, and Elle McPherson made her movie debut in this.
Yeah.
And she shows it all a ton of times.
Bravo.
But also, Portia de Rossi from Ally McBeal.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She goes full frontal. It was her movie debut, plus there's a ton of other hot Australian babes, and it's one of those movies, again, where every 5 minutes there's nudity. You barely have to fast forward. So Sirens is definitely, I mean, it's got any movie with Hugh Grant's usually a chick flick anyway, so again, this is a movie where your girl will dig the movie and dig you for getting it, and you'll get some great nudity.
I will tell you, Sirens might be a tough one to run through. You might get caught. You might get busted on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you could get with Elle McPherson full frontal. She may get suspicious.
Exactly.
I think of all the ones that you just went through, I'm going to have to get Maze.
Oh, yeah, Maze.
I got to see Laura Linney naked.
Yeah, absolutely
naked.
It's a great scene, and, you know, I'm a big guy about lighting's very important to me, and broad daylight, long scene. You know, it's not like it's dark. You don't need night vision goggles to see her or anything.
You know, the Catherine Bell body double, though.
That's
a good one, too.
Yeah. So much to choose from.
I got caught on Sirens already when
it really
came out on video. I said, hey, this looks really good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we got 20 minutes into it. Hey, you.
Right.
Exactly. Mr. Skin, the site, of course, MrSkin.com. We totally recommend it. I mean, you find out any actress, if she's been naked, he knows about it. We're so glad that you have selected us for the, you know, the Mr. Skin Minute.
Yeah.
Which we're going to be getting weekly from you. And
yes.
I think the next time we're going to have you on is around Oscar time.
Very good.
Yeah, I do my Anatomy Awards, so we're that'll
oh, man.
And everybody, please go to the website. Show Mr. Skin the power of the Don and Mike show today. Let's give him like a million hits today.
Well, I always get a ton of hits when I go on your show.
Very good.
Don't worry about that.
www.mrskin.com. Always great having you on. And
thanks, Mr. Skin.
Thanks.
All right, take care, guys.
Thanks again for the Mr. Skin Minute.
Cool, thanks.
You love it. See you later. Bye-bye. Good guy. Good guest.
He's amazing.
It's amazing when I talk about it all the time. When you have a guy, I mean, whatever the subject matter, if everybody did their job with as much gusto as he did, the world would be a better place.
I mean, he goes on a million different shows.
Sure he does.
This was one of the first shows that he went on, and he's a good guy. He's a great guest.
Lots of fun.
Good sight, and I like that Mr. Skin Minute. I dig the fact
that
we have
that. Great.
Dennis, I believe, has more folks outside.
I want to have a hug.
All right. Huh? Dennis has got a crowd of gentlemen with him now.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, look up.
Not much.
How do you like me, Cliff?
I had to come out and see it.
Dennis, you got to say Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Donna Mike.
Oh, good. You're looking good. Go, go, do you have a woman? Hey, I need a woman.
I've got one for myself. Oh. That's about it.
Come on, you know, I need one more. You know, find me one more.
No, what is he looking for? I can't decipher.
He's looking for a woman.
A woman.
Looking for a woman.
So the Cupid love baby wants his own Cupid love baby.
Cupid is concerned very much about Cupid.
Hey, Mike,
yes.
You know,
that's unusual.
Mike, you and I are lonely tonight. You want to go out and hit the nightclub?
Yeah, really, sure. Yeah, no problem, Dennis.
Come on, Mike. You and I have a great time.
I know we'd have a good time. We've had a good time many times.
You can meet him there.
Mike, I can't get you the women. Don't worry.
Mike, you mentioned that you're going to be having a nice night with your kids tonight.
Yes.
Have you thought about bringing Dennis over?
You know, absolutely. Why not? You know, he enjoyed my home so much the first night.
Hey, Mike, you and I will get along. Come on, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
Dennis, get back to your job. Keep greeting the cars as they drive by.
I'm Cupid.
I should point out that when Dennis did come to my house, actually the town I live in, at the exit where you get off, there was a sign that said, Murphy, go home.
Wow.
So somebody knew I lived there and actually had put up the sign. And then there was another sign on the road leading to my house that was like, Dennis Murphy, stay away. And it was pretty
nice.
Remember those signs? That's right.
Yeah.
keep greeting the people.
I'm Cupid. Hey, hi.
What's happening, Cupid?
I got a woman, Mike.
Anybody bring you wings yet?
No, but I got a balloon, and that's it.
All right, well, keep wishing Happy Valentine's Day to our listeners.
Okay, Happy Valentine's Day, Luke.
You know, I'm looking out for Cupid here. It might be close to McDonald's time for Cupid.
Well, you know, if someone wants to bring him wings, they could bring him, like, some KFC wings as well.
Yeah.
Dennis is dressed in his diaper with his quiver and his arrows out front.
I'm Cupid!
Don and Mike, turn that off. Outside the Don and Mike broadcast headquarters on 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia. Pictures of Dennis will be up this afternoon on WNEW.com. Just click on the Don and Mike link. Okay. Thank you to Mr. Skin. Go to his website, MrSkin.com. You've met our two couples, Jamie and Harmony, Marv and Allison. Both of them, the marriage, gone.
Yeah.
They're here to play the backwards newlywed game.
Fantastic.
We're going to play the game. When we come back, we will start with round number one. And you remember how they do it on the old TV show?
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do is we're going to isolate the women.
Right.
We're going to put the women in a production room. We're going to make them listen to bad country records so that they can't hear what's happening on the radio.
Exactly.
The men will come in and answer the questions.
Right.
Then the women will come in, and they will try to match the husband's answer.
They will be sitting with their men and trying to match.
Absolutely. The first round, questions are worth 5 points each.
Very exciting.
So we will start with, we'll bring the girls in. It'll be Harmony and Allison joining us for the backwards newlywed game when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, what is a wedding? Well, Webster's Dictionary describes a wedding as the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
It's where the comedy never completes. The Don and Mike Show.
And Mike, dropping a deuce?
Yeah,
he's busy. Okay, all right, well, I'll just pad here until Mike gets in the room. Let me just say that it's a nutty day here.
Yes, it is.
That you've got Dennis outside. Howdy, Mike. Welcome back.
You know, it's a little crazy in this studio today.
I know it is.
In this building.
Well, you've got...
What's going on?
You've got the photographer outside with Dennis. You've got the web guy outside with Dennis. You've got... Dennis has got a group of about 50 people out there who are greeting him. You've got the cops who have now driven by to make sure that everything is hunky-dory.
I was on the phone with a friend of mine who was commenting on how wonderful Dennis looked. Said he just drove by the building, and so I was talking to him, and then, man, it just got crazy. It's just a lot going on. A lot of equipment, a lot of people, just very crazy.
Yeah. Dennis, no problem with the men in blue?
No, the car got gone, but guess what?
What?
I got my first dollar. I can't get my dollar out of the car.
Someone dropped a dollar out of the car. There he is outside, everybody, dressed as Cupid.
Hey, I'm Cupid.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. He's a...
Okay,
Dennis.
He's out front. the radio station right now, and we're going to play, as we continue with our Valentine's Day extravaganza of love, the backwards newlywed game.
Very good.
Now, keep in mind, both of our couples, Jamie and Harmony and Marv and Allison, are playing for $500, courtesy of Sprint. Sprint PCS, the clear alternative to cellular. I'm going to ask both of you guys to get right on top of your microphones, please. Round number one, we have the women isolated, and the men will answer. We only ask that you answer honestly. For every question that your soon-to-be ex-wife answers, matches your answer, you get 5 points. Here's the first question, and we'll start with Jamie. Hi, Jamie. How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing okay. Jamie.
How you doing?
Which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to bang?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to go with her sister, Charlie.
Her sister, Charlie.
Would there be a spelling on that?
C-H-A-R-L-I-E.
Ah, thought there might be a cute little one like that.
And Marv, same question for you. Which member of your ex-wife's family would you most like to bang?
She only has one, really, that's around our age. Her name's Stephanie.
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 Question number two. We'll go to Marv first on this one. Marv, if it were legal, which member of your ex-wife's family would you like to kill? If it were legal.
Yeah. Probably her mother.
Her mother.
Wow.
Jamie, if it were legal, which member of your ex-wife's family would you like to kill?
I'm going to have to go with the same answer, her mother.
Oh, her mother. You getting all this down, Mike?
Yes, I am. I'm trying to figure out my system as I go along here.
You know, a lot of times, Mike, you complain that there's not enough for you to
do.
Yeah,
I'm rather, well, I'm just trying to, you know, once I get the system, I'll be fine, but it's good when they match their answers. Very
okay,
good.
Okay, let me see. We'll go to Jamie first. Okay. Jamie, the last time you had sex with your ex, how was it? Rate it from a 1 to a 10. 10 is the best. 1 is the worst. The last time you had sex with Harmony?
I'll go with a 7.
A 7? So a 7. Wow. So it was pretty good the last time you had sex with her. Marv, the last time you had sex with Allison, how was it? Rated from 1 to 10. 10 is the best.
I'll say 8.
An 8. 8. Sorry, so both you guys had good sex. Marv, what is your soon-to-be ex-wife's most annoying trait?
Smoking.
Smoking. Didn't like that, huh, Marv?
Jamie, what is your soon-to-be ex-wife's most annoying trait?
Besides the fact that she's a bitch?
Oh, dear.
Now, if you want to say, that can be your answer.
She's a bitch.
She's a bitch.
Bitch.
She's a bitch.
That's a trait.
And let me just tell everybody that we will have some duplicating questions for the women, but we will have equally separate questions for the women as well.
Very good.
Let's go to Jamie first. Jamie, what body part on your soon-to-be ex-wife is your least favorite?
My least favorite? Probably her ass.
Her ass.
Oh, we're moving into very interesting territory right now.
And Marv, what body part on your ex-wife is your least favorite?
I don't really have a problem with her body, but she has this thing with her little toe. It doesn't have a toenail on it.
Baby toe? Would that be the answer? Baby toe?
Yeah.
Baby toe. Okay.
Again, all coming out here. Isn't it?
Again, now, let's go to Marv. Marv, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, please to rate your ex-wife's, your soon-to-be ex-wife's feminine odor.
I say it's a 10. She's good.
So she's good. She's good.
So 10 being the best?
Yeah.
10 okay. Sweet.
Okay. And Jamie, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please to rate your ex, your soon-to-be ex-wife's feminine odor.
I'll give her 7.
7.
7. Another 7 comes out. All right.
Jamie, here's a very interesting one. On a scale of 1 to 10, with the 10 being the best, please rate your soon-to-be ex-wife's expertise as an oral lover.
I'll have to give her definitely a 9.
A 9?
Whoa.
A 9. Okay.
Wow, see?
Pretty good. We're doing some good here, Don.
Marv, same question for you. Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best. Please rate Allison's expertise as an oral lover.
I'll give her a 10 on that one.
A 10?
Yeah.
Wow, why are you guys getting married? Why are you getting split up? You got a 10 and a 9, hell. And finally, we'll start with Marv first. This is the last question for the guys. Marv, while married, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that you used to refer to your ex-wife as? Or behind her back? And if you have to use real bad words, you can use initials. Like, for instance, if the C word comes to mind.
Right.
But I'm not trying to lead you.
I used to threaten with the C word, so I would say that.
How did you do that, Marv? How did you threaten with the C word? How would that work?
I always knew not to say it to her face.
So would you say, hey, do you want me to call you the C word? Is that
yeah.
how it was?
Oh!
Boy.
All right. And let's go to Jamie now. Jamie, while you were married, living whatever your deal is with Harmony, what was the, and you've already referred to her as a bitch, what was the most insulting, derogatory name that you used to refer to her as, either to her face or behind her back?
It's a pretty tough question, but behind her back and to her face, I'd have to say probably cheating whore.
Cheating whore.
Cheating whore.
Wow. All right.
All right, let's bring the ladies in.
Okay, no break between that, right?
No break. Bring the ladies in. We're simply going to get the ladies to answer the questions now. You got all your papers there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep them all separate when I hand them up, when I hold them up today.
So just make sure that the girls don't see the answers.
And I don't have to write the girls down because we're going to get the answers right away.
Because if they match, they match.
And Buzz?
Yes.
You have a job now because you're going to keep score while I'm hauling all these cards.
Consider it done.
And Buzz?
Yes.
Incidentally, this round, each question is worth 5 points.
Very good.
Guys, we're going to ask you to get near your soon-to-be ex-wives by the microphones in case there's anything. You know, one of the best parts of the newlywed game was when, you know, they'd get an answer wrong and the wife would take the card and she would turn around and slap them and go, oh, you dope. How could you not know that we made Whoopi in the train station? So if there's any of that interplay, we'd love to hear it.
Do we get bats this round?
If you want to just smack him, you can smack him.
Can you, like, cuss him out?
You can cuss him out. Don't use the real bad ones because I have to hit the dump button. You can say GD, say goddamn. You can't say the S word. Mm-hmm. You can call him a bastard.
How about a B-I-T-C-H?
Oh, you can call him a bitch, sure.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure.
All right, no problem. You're playing for 5 points each in this round. Mm-hmm. 8 questions for you ladies. And let's start with Allison. Allison, which member of your family would Marv most like to bang?
Female? I'm assuming female.
Oh. The choice is yours.
This is a Don and Mike show.
The choice is yours.
Stephanie.
And Marvin said Stephanie. Yeah, 5 points for you.
It's cold.
Man, that's cold.
I need more paper, Rob.
Same question for you now, Harmony. Which member of your family would Jamie most like to bang?
Oh, gosh. They all hated him, so...
We're looking for.
Oh, my gosh. And he didn't like neither one of them either, but I would say Cinnamon.
I'm sorry, Harmony. Jamie said Charlie.
Charlie, that's your sister.
Charlie.
Oh, I'm that fan?
Yeah.
Allison, we're going to start with you on this one. Allison, if it were legal, which member of your family would your husband, your soon-to-be ex-husband, like to kill? If it were legal, which member of your family would he like to kill?
Steven, I hope.
Oh, hold on. Who did I ask first? I meant to...
Well, we're talking... Marvin's wife is answering the question right now. So
I meant to go to Harmony.
I don't think it... Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
So we can go ahead.
Allison, you can answer.
Allison, go ahead and answer.
Your answer
What did Marvin say?
I said Steven.
Steven, no.
Marvin said, I got some very bad news for you. Marvin said he'd like to kill your mother.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Now let's go to Harmony. Same question. Out of your whole family, if it was legal, who did Marv say he would like to kill, your soon-to-be ex-husband?
Okay.
Or Jamie.
What was Jamie's answer?
This is Jamie and Harmony and Marv and Allison. My apologies.
Okay, now I guess it'd be Cinnamon.
Cinnamon again comes up. Wow. I got bad news for you, Jamie. It wasn't Cinnamon because Jamie also said he'd like to kill your mother.
Interesting.
I know.
And, I don't know.
And Jamie, what is the mindset here? He would like to bang Cinnamon. Yet he'd also like to kill Cinnamon.
Wow. And at the same time or not at the same time?
And Don, can I just say, I'd like to meet Cinnamon. We all do.
And Buzz, what's the score here?
So far, Marvin and Allison have one correct answer, good for 5 points. Jamie and Harmony still pointless at this point.
Here we go.
Very good.
Third question. And we will start with Harmony, who's married to Jamie. Oh, Harmony,
yes,
the last time you had sex with Jamie, how was it? Rate it from a 1 to a 10. 10 is the best, 1 is the worst. The last time you had sex with Jamie?
A 1.
A 1.
We've got some very bad news for Jamie, Harmony, because Jamie said it was a 7.
Now, the question was, how was it for me?
Well, I think you're trying to match up. Jamie?
You know, it is the newlywed kind of game.
Listen,
you're trying to match. You know,
a 7 for you, it was a 1 for her.
If you thought she was going to say that, that's kind of what you would want in it. But he said it, Jamie said it was a 7, Harmony.
Oh.
But it was a 1 for you?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. This is awkward silence.
Let's go to Allison. Allison, same question. Last time you had sex with Marv, and both of these couples, again, they're getting divorced. They're not formally divorced yet, but they are no longer coupled.
Right.
The last time you had sex with Marv, how was it? Rate it from a 1 to a 10. 10 is the best, 1 is the worst.
For him, I would say...
No. Not, you're not answering for him. It's just, you're just answering overall.
9.
Well, you kids are very close. Wow. You didn't nail it, but Mark said it was an 8.
Was an 8.
See, I knew you'd have an answer up there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what would your honest answer have been?
Which is how you really should play the game.
Not if you want to win.
Right. Now, technically, it is kind of like a match game. They are trying to match each other.
All right, well, what is it really for you the last time you banged
him? I'd say it was probably not too low, maybe a 6 or a 7.
All
right, guys are okay.
Yeah. All right, let's go to
Marvin, man, your face, dude. God damn, I feel for you.
Let's go to Allison for the first question on this one. Allison, we asked Marv what your most annoying trait is.
He told me yesterday my most annoying trait is he says I put myself down all the time.
Well, I'm sure that sounds nice, Allison, but Marv said your most annoying trait was your smoking.
And today he said, I've gotten used to it.
Well, this is why you guys are getting divorced.
That's too bad.
Let's see, Harmony?
Yes?
Harmony, what is your most annoying trait?
He would probably say that I was a bitch.
We've got some good news for you, Harmony.
Jamie did say that you were a bitch. There we go. Way to go, kids.
Hey, Buzz, our score now.
Both couples tied at 1 correct answer. Good for 5 points each.
Hey, it's going great, Beav.
Right, let's go to Harmony first on this one.
Oh.
Harmony.
Yes?
What body part of yours is Jamie's least favorite?
Least favorite?
What body part of yours is Jamie's least favorite?
Oh, gosh. Let's see.
That awkward tension. That.
Probably my butt. I don't know.
Got some good news for you, Jamie. Said it's your ass.
There it is. Fantastic, Harmony.
Jamie and Harmony take the lead. Playing the game well.
All right. Allison. What is your body part that is his least favorite?
My pinky toe.
That's all.
Got some good news. Marv said it's your gnarly, nasty baby toe.
That has no nail on it.
Hey, now. It does have a nail. It's even painted.
Well, not Marv.
You're not just painting over skin?
Marv.
Let's not get into it, Marv.
Marv, what's the deal on the pinky nail?
It's there, but barely.
It's there, but barely. Buzz, what's the score?
The couples are tied at 2 correct answers apiece.
Okay, Allison, you go first this time.
Can I say something about your idea for this game?
Yeah.
As we get into it, as we progress here, I think maybe a trip down to the patent office or a call to Merv Griffin for you on this. I mean,
you got
to
wait.
This thing
you got to wait. Wait until We isolate the men and ask the women the questions.
It's going to get better.
This game is working, man. I'll tell you that right now.
Wait till the bonus round.
Very good.
Thank you, though, for the compliment. Yeah. Here we go. Allison, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, we asked Marv to rate your feminine odor.
Remember, you know, at the top 10 being the nicest odor and 1 being the worst odor.
Like a plus or minus here?
No, I mean, it's either 10 would be like, wow, smells like daisies. One would be
1 to 10, your feminine odor.
You know, 10 would be smells like...
9.
9. What did he say?
Man? I'm sorry you feel that way about yourself there, Allison. Marv gave you a 10. A 10.
Oh. A 10. Again, now, 1 is like dog food and 10 would be like daisies. Let's go to Harmony. Harmony. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, please rate your feminine odor.
I have no sense of smell, so I don't know like what myself smells like, so I would hope he'd say a 10. I would hope he'd tell me if I didn't smell good.
I can understand that you'd hope that, but unfortunately, Jimmy said it's a 7. A 7.
Seven.
Hey, you're in the upper half. I think that's something to be proud of.
7.
And you see why we're getting divorced.
Listen, you're going to get your chance, girls. You're going to get your chance in the next round.
Oh, my God.
Let's go with Harmony first on this one. Harmony, we asked your soon-to-be ex-husband, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please rate you as an oral lover.
Oh, God. 7.
Mike?
Now here's some good news for you, Harmony. Jamie gave you... A 9. A 9, hey, see?
How about that, hot
see,
stuff?
See, that's good.
All right, baby.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. Allison, same question. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, please rate your expertise as an oral lover.
Marvin likes to give compliments, and I've never had anyone say that I do a bad job, so I'm going to go with a 10.
A 10?
Well, you're a smart lady, Allison, because Marv did give you a 10. There's a 10 right there.
A 10, a perfect 10.
Very good.
How about that? Two girls who are good at what they do. Buzz, what is the score?
With just 1 question out of 8 remaining, Marvin and Allison have the lead with three points, 3 correct answers, that'd to be, Jamie and Harmony's 2.
15 points,
that's
Buzz.
Right. 15,
5 15 points a question. Very important.
All right.
Thank you, Robbie, for helping me with the score there. And finally, let's start with Allison. Allison, while you were married, what was the most insulting derogatory name that Marv used to refer to you, either to your face or behind your back? Jamie, I'm sorry. Harmony, yeah, Harmony and Jamie. What was the most insulting derogatory name he used to refer to you, either to your face or behind your back?
Oh, my gosh.
There's a little tension here right now. Just a little bit.
I would say a bitch, I guess.
A bitch.
She went with a standard bitch.
Mike?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you, Harmony, that Jamie is just a little more creative when he would refer to you as a cheating whore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In one of his toughest answers, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. But it's saying he just asked, am I wrong?
Right. Yes.
Allison, same question. While you were married to Marv, what was the most insulting derogatory name that he used to refer to you, either to your face or behind your back?
Well, I would go with the C word, but hope to God he's never said it. But I'm going to say bitch.
Bitch.
You had it. I got to tell you something, Allison. He said he would threaten you with the C word, and that's the answer he gave us.
The answer.
That he never used it, though. So, I mean, you had it. You had it absolutely right the first time.
No, but your answer was bitch, and his answer was the C word.
And that's the end of the first round, Bob.
Oh, Buzz, what's the score here?
Marvin and Allison won round 1 with 15 points, to Jamie and Harmony's 10 points.
Now, listen, what we're going to do is take a commercial break. We're going to isolate the men. We're going to ask the women 8 questions. These questions will be worth 10 points each.
Very exciting.
And keep in mind, even if you're losing by a large amount at the very end,
you can come on strong.
The final bonus question is worth 100 points.
Very good.
All right, so all of you right now, go take your smoking break.
Yep, enjoy. You're all doing a fantastic job on the debut of the Backwards Newlywed Game.
so much better playing with people who are divorced. And you know, even better than the fact that they're divorced, I like it even so much better that they're not 100% divorced yet.
Right. You know, and I think it's got tremendous entertainment value, but I'm sending Joe out to get Marvin a six-pack. Based on the facial expressions that I'm seeing in here the whole time. Marvin is really breaking my heart in here.
Devastated.
Yep.
Best answer thus far has to be, I believe, cheating whore.
Bingo.
Yeah, and a totally different flavor on that when she has said, I didn't say cheating whore. He says, no, I said cheating whore. Am I right? I mean, a totally different dynamic between the two couples.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to continue because, hey, don't forget, everybody. It's Valentine's Day. Yeah.
It's our way of sending a lovely heart-shaped Valentine out to you and yours.
And while we're playing the newlywed game with divorcing couples, of course, out front of the Don and Mike radio station, Dennis Murphy is Cupid.
Hey, how you doing?
There he is. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how's it? Hey, how's it going?
Just wearing a diaper.
How you doing?
He hasn't got any lady to bring him his wings yet.
Hi, Don. How are you doing?
Hi, Dennis. You're doing a great job today. He's out front of the radio station.
Thank you.
Wearing a diaper and a quiver with arrows, and he is, in fact, the official Don and Mike show Cupid.
There's our Cupid baby.
Everything's agreed out here. It feels good.
There you go.
There you go. We're putting it all together for you today. When we come back, round number two of the newlywed game.
Very good.
And more with Dennis. We will be right back.
Don and Mike Show.
Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it? You had $1 million, you'd do two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. Always wanted to do that, man. I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up, too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Well, not all chicks.
Well, the type of chicks that double up on a dude like me do.
Good point.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, okay, now I want to answer a question here.
Like serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy. The Don and Mike Show.
We're looking at the instant feedback at WNEW.com.
And yes.
Everybody loves us. The question is, who came up with the idea first? I came up with the idea. How did we come up with the idea? I'll tell you how it came up with the idea. Every year, I try to think of something different for us to do on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Mike and I have done it all. We have dipped ourselves in chocolate.
We have had, you know, the traditional, I mean, something that disc jockey started doing after we did it, really. And we say that because we did it early on. We had the big mass wedding, which everybody likes.
We had the nude wedding.
Right.
We had two strangers who had never met each other get legally married on the show.
Yes, absolutely.
We had a show where we drove to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, where we had listeners live in a hotel room
having sex. Right.
We had...
I mean, they were all married couples, too.
Right. We had one day, one Valentine's Day, where we had 50 couples,
right,
blind date. Remember we went out on the cruise ship?
Yeah, I remember that day.
Another time when we went to the restaurant and we had 50 guys and 50 girls and we hooked them all up. What else is left?
This is great, and I'll tell you, this is working. And not only is this working... This is working so well, I don't think this is a game that just has to be played on Valentine's Day.
It's going to be added to our regular staple.
Good.
The backwards newlywed game. We have Jamie and Harmony and Marvin Allison. Girls, again, tell us your marital status. Harmony, what's your status?
Separated.
And Allison?
Ooh, we live together, but we are separated.
And Harmony, how long have you been separated?
Over a year.
And same with you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, girls. We're going to play this game the same way we played the first round.
I feel for these ladies, but it is just humorous. There is real, legitimate tension here.
Now, I got to know, what were you guys talking about outside? Each of you were talking with your spouses outside during the break. What were you discussing?
He was pretty much asking me, my sister. He's like, why did you say that? We used to live together with my sister, and they couldn't stand it.
Was there any, when you were talking to your former spouses, was there any appreciation of the comedy of the moment, or is it kind of just like, are you so spent on each other that it's...
I think you have to get along to be able to come in here and...
Yeah, I would think so. You have to have a little bit. What about you, Harmony? How's Allison?
His answers didn't affect me any. I didn't get mad at it or anything.
Right. But you're pretty much done with him, aren't you?
Of course.
All right, let's play the game. Oh, also outside is Dennis Murphy dressed as Cupid.
Yes.
And we will have a special Valentine's Day treat for you in our next break.
It'll bring tears to your eyes.
Incidentally, the couples today are playing for $500 cash from Sprint PCS. Save $150 on any two new Sprint PCS phones with a mail-in rebate. See your local Sprint store or SprintPCS.com for details. Sprint PCS, great sponsor. Love the phones. Thanks for the money. Girls, again, you're answering these questions. We'd like your honest answers, but you answer them however you feel.
Yeah, and you're trying to match with your husbands what you think your husbands will say, or your ex-husbands will say, this round worth 10 points right now.
Yeah, although we ideally would like in some of the questions, we would like the real answer.
Brutal honesty.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Can I give you the brutal answer and then the answer to write on the paper?
Sure. And maybe it'll be the same. Who knows? Some of the questions are duplicated, some are the same. We will start with Harmony.
Okay.
Harmony, which member of your ex-husband's family do you most suspect of being gay?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, my heavens. Oh, my gosh. His dad.
His dad.
Wow.
Dad.
Wow.
I like that.
Man, oh, man.
Man, that's cold.
Wow.
That's cold. Okay, Allison, how about you? Same question. Which member of Mars family did you most suspect of being gay?
As much as I'd like to say his father, let's go with his brother, Kevin.
His brother, Kevin. All right, Allison, you'll answer this next one first as well. What is Marv's most disgusting habit?
Oh.
Yeah, I know so many. Choose the number one answer, though. What is Marv's most disgusting habit?
Most disgusting habit.
In case you're wondering, the guys are in an isolated booth in the next studio. They're listening to bad country music right now. They cannot hear us.
I would have to say, the only thing I can think of is biting his nails.
Biting?
No, that's very innocent. Yeah. Nail biting, but that's what you're putting down, so that's it.
Harmony.
Yes.
What is Jamie's most disgusting habit?
I would say his smoking.
His smoking.
Smoking, okay.
Smoking. All right.
Very simple.
Harmony. Harmony, here we go to you again first. Harmony, what about Jamie did you find the most sexually dissatisfying?
Dissatisfying?
Dissatisfying. What about Jamie did you find the most sexually dissatisfying?
He couldn't please me in bed.
He could not please you in bed.
Couldn't please you.
No.
And Allison.
Wow.
Good answer, Harmony. Allison.
Very general.
What about Marv did you find the most sexually dissatisfying?
I'd say he was a quarter-minute man. He couldn't last very long.
He can couldn't. All right, we'll put couldn't last.
Hey.
Can I change my answer?
Sure you can. What do you want to change?
Now, hold on. What do you mean, change or what?
Can I change my answer on the how he unsatisfied me?
The question is, what about Jamie did you find the most sexually dissatisfying?
You said originally couldn't please you. Do you want to add to that?
He probably won't get all of the answers, so I'm just going to say a small hoo-hoo.
He had a small hoo-hoo.
Harmony, can I thank you for changing
he has a small wiener.
Small. I'm going to put how she said it. Hoo-hoo.
Well, does he have to get that answer? I mean, like...
No, he could say small. No, it doesn't have to be small. If he says small, then I'm small, or a small penis, or what have you.
All right, let's go to...
And Allison, you want to stay with couldn't last?
I don't want to be any more rude than couldn't last.
Okay, very good. Couldn't last.
All right, just between us, then.
And how many listeners?
6 million.
Oh, is that all?
All right, okay, here we go. Who went first that last time?
Harmony.
Okay, so Allison will go to you first. Allison, if it were legal Which member of Marv's family would you most like to kill?
Definitely his father.
Father. Definitely his father.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
I would kill him 100 times over if it were possible.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
He's a nasty,
I'm
going to
write that
man.
Down here. 100 times.
We got us some winners here. Harmony, same question. If it were legal, which member of Jamie's family would you most like to kill?
His dad.
This is both. Yeah. I think they both actually said mothers and fathers, yeah. both of them, which yeah. is very... Yeah. So you said the father also. Harmony, would you like to elaborate on that?
Because he was always in our business.
Okay.
Never butted out.
All right, Harmony, we'll go to you first.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, rate your ex husband's skills as an oral lover.
Oh, my goodness. A 7.
A 7.
Yeah.
A 7. Very good.
7's not bad.
Same question for you, Allison. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, rate Marv as an oral lover.
he's a 10. I mean, he's...
He's good?
He's good.
Okay, 10. All right, very good.
That's maybe the only thing he was good at.
Oh, my. Very good.
That's good news.
Tell him, you know... Don't pass down notes telling me not to smoke in the studio. I smoke outside, but I can't leave my cigar outside.
Okay.
Thank you. you know, we're in the middle of a show, and I got a note from Broyles saying, don't smoke in the studio.
Oh, this place, come
just
on.
Just bringing my cigar inside. There's like 100 people outside. And if I leave my cigar sitting outside during
somebody
the break.
Somebody will put it between two pillows.
Yeah, go at some guy's duke.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Next question.
Question number 6.
Harmony.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, please rate your ex-husband's genital odor.
Oh, my gosh. I can't smell. I don't have a sense of smell. I would say a 7.
A 7, another 7. That pesky 7 coming up again.
Allison, same for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, please rate Marv's crotch odor.
I'll go with an 8.
An 8?
8? Wow.
Very nice.
Okay, good. Very nice.
Men's crotches don't smell?
Oh, you haven't been around enough men's crotches.
You got to go check out Dennis Murphy after the show.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Allison, while you were married, which of Marv's friends did you most want to bang?
Ah, yes. An immediate answer. She's just not ready to tell us yet.
I'll say... That's a trick question.
No, it's not.
Okay.
While you were married.
I'll say PJ.
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 The Studley PJ.
Yeah, well.
And Harmony.
Yes.
While you were married, which of Jamie's friends did you most want to bang?
I should point out that in round number 1, there were indications that maybe this has already happened.
No.
Based on what was said by Jamie. Go ahead, Harmony.
My honey. Trevor.
Yeah.
Trevor.
Yeah.
All right, and we'll go to Harmony.
Can I change my answer?
Sure. Hold on, we're going to go back.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Can I change my answer from PJ to Scott?
Sure you can.
Yeah, you can.
Sure
you Any can. Particular reason for that?
Well, to protect PJ.
Buzz. It's a little too late for that, Buzz.
Yeah.
Last question in round number 2. These are our 10-point questions. And we'll go to you first, Allison. Allison, what one event made you finally realize the marriage was really over?
Whoa. Whoa.
The straw that broke the camel's back is going to sound really lame.
Okay, but what one event made you finally realize the marriage was really over?
He walked out the door. He was going to work, and he kissed both of the kids on the lips who were sitting on my lap, and he kissed me on top of my head like I was a pet.
All right, the forehead kiss.
No, not even a forehead kiss. We're talking like...
Top of the crown of the hat, where you wear a hat. All right.
Oh, that bastard.
Harmony.
All right, sorry. Sorry, Allison.
Harmony, what one event made you finally realize the marriage was really over?
When I cheated on him.
When you cheated on him.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, now something tells me Jamie and Harmony are going to have the advantage here. Okay. The bonus question is worth 100 points. And here it is. We will start with you, Harmony.
Okay.
Bonus question for 100 points. Who was most responsible for the breakup of the marriage? You, him, or an outside party?
Me.
You.
Yeah.
Allison, same question. Who was most responsible for the breakup of the marriage? You, him, or an outside party?
He was responsible, but it was my decision.
Well, honey, you got to pick one.
He was responsible.
No,
was
that's responsible. Easy. Yes, he was responsible. Allison said it was Marvin.
All right, let's bring the guys in. That's the fun of the newlywed game, the backwards newlywed game. Although, you know, we could keep people in suspense and we could wait one break to bring the guys in.
I think we could.
Why don't we do that?
I think that might be a good idea.
Why don't we do that? Keep the guys out for one break.
We're going to break first.
Let them chat.
We're going to break first
because some of these answers are too good. And the game's going to be decided in this round anyway.
It is indeed.
Robin's going to have to ask that you keep the girls and the guys separated in this break, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. You girls stay here or roam around the back area. We'll keep the guys in the lobby. You've heard the answers. Let's check in outside. Dennis?
Yes.
There is...
There is
Cupid Dennis. And also, I'll tell you in the next break, while we finish up the backwards newlywed game, a special treat for Dennis Murphy, who's dressed as Cupid out front, the Don and Mike radio station today.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're going to love it, Dennis.
Thank you.
Let me just say, Dennis.
Yeah.
Your special Valentine is here.
He was here.
Dennis, don't worry about it. You're going to kind of wreck the surprise by getting uptight.
Okay, I'll wait.
And you know what? You might think he was here.
Hey, how you doing?
He still is here.
Huh? Oh, damn.
Yeah, he still is here.
Okay.
He's so upset about it that he can't play along.
No, forget it.
No, you already tipped your hand.
Secret's out of the bag. It's Gavin and Murphy.
It's Tom Gavin, that's right. And Dennis was just so uptight about it.
No, have him come out.
He will come out in the next break. Now, you keep greeting people out there, Cupid.
Okay.
You've done a beautiful job today.
Okay.
Let me hear you greet some people.
Here you go. Hey, how's it going? Hey, looking good. How's that going, good?
Again, these pictures will be available later today on WNEW.com.
Yeah. You said the two words that just flusters Dennis to no end.
Tom Gavin. David.
Yes, sir. Don and Mike.
Hi there.
If there's any question to your listeners as to the original hijinks on Valentine's Day, you're the only disc jockeys in America that actually married a listener to the broadcast tower.
That's correct. God, I forgot about that one. We had Nan.
I still remember her name.
Nan, this nut job, who wrote us a letter saying that she drove by the tower for the radio station and she wanted to marry the tower.
She did indeed.
So it was a legal, and let me just point out, it was an actual legal marriage because I believe you guys had a justice of the peace there.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yes,
off 66.
Yeah, right off Route 66. You're right. Thank you, Dave.
Yes, sir.
All right. Stay right there. We'll be right back. We'll finish the newlywed game and the joyous reunion outside of Murphy and Gavin on Valentine's Day. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have a microphone and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Good Valentine's Day show we've had tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
The recap of the Valentine's Eve. For those of us who are celebrating tomorrow on the show as well. I promise we're going to get back to re-rating women tomorrow. We're going to devote some time to that. We'll have the brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you tomorrow. And Chuck Stossel will be here to review the movies. And arguing movies with him will be our favorite gal from The Office.
Yes.
The always feisty Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel. Fantastic.
Jessica, I was talking to her during a break. She said, what do I have to do? I said, you just got to disagree with Charlie. And she said, call him a dumbass? I said, right.
There you go.
Said, I'll be there.
Fantastic.
So that's tomorrow's episode. Next week, let me see, up in New York. Oh, we got $1,000 to give away.
I like that.
And I never thought I'd say this again. I'm just going to throw this out and just say, maybe.
Scoop trivia.
Maybe.
You never know.
Maybe.
You never know.
And we've officially banned it from the show. Maybe. And also, even though it's the middle of February, next week we will begin our celebration of Black History Month on the show.
Very, very good.
Okay. What? So, yeah, sorry about that, Rob. Yeah. I mean, it's only for your benefit that we've waited until the middle of the month to start celebrating Black History Month.
He's furious about it.
Whatever. All right, now, the score as we go into the final round here. You got Jamie and Harmony with 10 points. Marv and Allison with 15 points. Guys, each of these questions is worth 10 points.
Now, anything can happen. This is a very exciting part of the game right now.
And we should tell you that even if you're way behind at the end of this round, that the final bonus question is worth 100 points.
Wow.
So let's start with Jamie. Jamie.
How you doing?
Doing great. We asked Harmony, which member of your family did she most suspect of being gay?
Which member of my family she must suspect being gay?
Gay.
Being gay.
She had an answer immediately.
It's a delightful word, isn't it, when you punch it out like that? Yes, being gay.
It'd be male or female.
Yep. Could be, yes, either way.
I'll go with my Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob, no.
Well, I only wish it was your Uncle Bob, but unfortunately, Harmony said it was your father.
What?
Your dad.
What?
Oh, he's listening, too.
Oh, that's
Marv, same question.
Sorry, Dad.
Well, what was that, Harmony? You got to talk right in that microphone. Hey, Robbie, will you turn that thing around so that they can... they're talking into the wrong end of the microphone.
Oh, almost, like,
almost there. There you go. Hold on a second. There you go. There's the technician. So you got to kind of talk right into that. What'd you want to say, Harmony?
I said he never liked me anyways.
That's
true.
Allison's ex, Marv. Marv, which member of your family does Allison suspect of being gay?
Probably Kevin.
Kevin is the correct answer. Your brother, Kevin.
Kevin.
Good.
Kevin, nice compliment for your brother, Kevin.
He's not. He's just the only one who isn't married.
Okay. All right.
All right, so that now... That
you two, honest to God, I think maybe there's a reconciliation in there.
Well, wait till some of the other answers are coming.
Right, okay.
All right, so now you got Marvin Allison with 25.
Right.
Here we go. Next
you
point.
Know me, Don. I'm an incurable romantic.
Let's go to, let's go to Marv first. Marv, we asked Allison, what is your most disgusting habit?
My most disgusting habit?
Yes.
Please do not answer a question with a question.
I know so many to choose from.
Yeah.
Think of all your disgusting habits, Marvin, and try to come up with one you think really grossed Allison out.
I'm blank. Probably biting my fingernails.
Way to go, Marvin. Nail biting was her answer.
Nail biting. Wow.
I should have gone with Mike's wife's problem.
You kids are going well.
Which one?
Well, there were many of those. Was that the morning fart?
Yes.
Okay. But hey, he matched you, and that's the thing that
counts.
That's
all that matters.
35. Okay, for you guys. Okay, Jamie. Harmony, we asked you the question. What is your most disgusting habit?
Oh, 100% chance. Smoking.
There it is. Smoking. You got that one right. Boy, we got a good game going here, guys. We really do.
20 for you kids and 35 for the others. Okay, we'll go with
father.
Jamie at this point. You still concerned about that answer, Jamie, that your dad?
My dad.
You think your dad is going to be gay?
The one who used to hit on her all the time. He's gay.
No wonder you hated him.
Is that true, Harmony? Did... Dad used to hit on you?
No.
Oh, you come.
No.
All right.
All right, Jamie. Jamie, what about you did Harmony find the most sexually dissatisfying?
Most sexually dissatisfying?
What about you did she find the most sexually dissatisfying?
My stomach.
No, I'm sorry.
I wish that was true, and I wrote the exact answer down that Harmony gave us. Jamie?
Father.
What Harmony said was that... You have a small hoo-hoo.
Oh, thank you.
There it is.
Three million listeners, thank you very much.
No. 6 million.
Oh, excuse me, six million listeners.
Marv, what did Allison say that she finds to be most sexually dissatisfying about you?
Probably that I can't last very long.
Can't last very long, right here.
That's a winner. That's another winning answer.
Hey, you know, I just had a question. We did keep them separated, right, during the break? Okay. Very good. You guys are doing real well.
Marv and Allison have 45 points. Jamie and Harmony have 20. But keep in mind, the last question's worth 100.
Very good.
So anything can happen. We'll start with Marv here. Marv, if it were legal, which member of your family would Allison most like to kill?
My father.
Father is the correct answer. I added down here, Marvin, as you can see, 100 times over if possible.
And that's what she said.
She does not like your dad.
She said she'd kill him 100 times over. All right, let me add 10 more there. Jamie, same question for Harmony. If it were legal, which member of your family would she most like to kill?
My gay father.
The gay father is correct. Another note here, Jamie, for you. The main reason being that
he was always in your business.
That's what
your gay
saying.
Father. Your gay father was always poking around in your business.
So, Ponce, I got the score. You match up with me, Marvin Allison with 55, Jamie and Harmony with 30.
What a game we got going here.
Is that what you got, Buzz?
That's what I have.
Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. We'll start with Jamie this time first. Jamie, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, how did Jamie rate your skills as an oral lover?
How did she rate my skills?
Uh-huh.
7.
You nailed it.
7.
Wow. Right there.
Very good.
I think he's making up for the small hoo-hoo.
Well done. Brings you up to 40. Marv. Same question on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 is the best. 1 is the worst. How did Allison rate your skills as an oral lover?
Oh, this is an easy one. A 10.
A 10.
A 10. Wow.
10 right there. Wow, this is a good game.
Like a feast on the yeast. All right, 65 to 40. That is our score. Marv, we'll start with you on the next question. On a scale of 1 to 10.
Actually, we go with Jamie first, I think. We
oh,
go back
really?
To Jamie, yeah.
Okay, Jamie. Scale of 1 to 10. I thought I just asked him this one.
Maybe you did. Maybe I got him messed up, but I thought that's what we did.
No, I went to Jamie first last time. Right, Jamie?
Yeah, okay, Marv. You did. All right. That's
Marv, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, we asked your wife to rate your genital odor.
I'll say a 9.
Oh, almost there, Marvin. Allison said an 8.
Eight. So you got the stinky balls. Jamie, same question. Scale of 1 to 10. 10 is the best. 1 is the worst. We asked Jamie to rate...
Harmony.
Harmony, I'm sorry. Yeah, Jamie's the guy. We asked Harmony to rate your D&B odor.
My 10 being like daisies?
Yes.
7.
7.
7 is the correct answer.
Wow.
This is a horse race. That's what it's turning into.
So now it's Marvin Allison with 65.
And I didn't mean that as a joke, Jamie, when I mentioned a horse.
Thank you.
Jamie and Harmony with 50. All right, Marv, we go to you first. Marv, while you were married, which of your friends did your wife most want to bang?
Can I?
No.
No.
I just...
No.
No, no.
Quiet, please.
I'll say PJ.
And I'm sorry.
We can't.
We can't accept that. You'll see that PJ was written down and then X'd out because you changed the answer
to Scott.
Scott.
And what did you want to say, Allison?
I just wanted to emphasize while you were married.
Okay, all right. Well, that's you certainly could have jumped in with that. While you were associated, I guess she doesn't want to bang them now. Just, you know, given the opportunity.
Well, that's an interesting question. I guess we could... Either one of them are you interested in now that you're separated?
No.
All right.
That's interesting.
Jamie.
Sorry, Scott.
While married, which of your friends at Harmony most want to bang?
Yeah, thank you for asking me this. This is the easiest question you've had to ask me, seeing as how she is with him now, Trevor.
Trevor! And he was Trevor. A friend of yours?
What's up, T-Dog?
Really?
Yeah, you're my best friends. In fact, that's why we're getting divorced, is because...
Because, is that the one she was cheating with?
Absolutely.
It was Trevor, and this is...
Wow.
Wow, and you know what? Hey, Jamie, you're a trooper, man. You're handling everything very well.
And the game is just as close as
Trevor, okay.
Close as a cunz nun, because it's 65 for Marvin Allison, and 60 now for Jamie and Harmony.
And Jamie calling Trevor T-Man. I mean, that's...
Still friends.
Fascinating.
Jamie... Oh, well, this is going to be easy for you, I think. What was the one event that made you finally realize the marriage was really over?
Her sleeping with my best friend.
That is correct. Cheating was the main reason. That's what Harmony said. Right. She said,
cheater. Cheating. Cheating whore.
That gives you guys cheating whore. Marv, what one event made your wife, made you finally realize the marriage was really over? What one event?
When she moved into the other bedroom.
No.
I am sorry. What Allison said was, it was that morning when you kissed the kids on the lips and her on the head.
Yeah.
And you just, and not on the forehead, like, right on top of the hair.
You guys don't know, like, everything that happened that whole day.
Don't
make me sound so horrible for something.
No, we're not making this sound horrible.
I understand. We're just having fun with that answer. I mean, you know what? And anything can be the catalyst.
Anything. What? You kissed the lips on the kids on the lips, and you kissed her not on the forehead, but up on the top of the crown of the head. So here we go now. Yeah. Goddamn, this is close. We have Jamie and Harmony with 70. Marvin Allison with 65.
So it all comes down to this.
Final question is worth 100 points. We'll go to Marvin Allison first. Marv, who was most responsible for your marital breakup? You, Allison, or an outside party?
I was.
Allison said Marvin. There it is. 100 points for you.
165. That means, Jamie, you got to nail this one.
Okay.
And you could go. You could go a couple of different ways on this. Jamie, who was most responsible for your marital breakup? You, Harmony, or an outside party?
I'm going to go with the cheating whore.
Harmony is the correct answer. And that means, Jamie and Harmony, you're our grand prize winner. Fantastic couples for the debut of the backwards dating game.
We did.
I mean, newlywed game.
Jamie and Harmony, enjoy your $500 from Sprint.
Thank you very much.
Sprint PCS, the clear alternative to cellular.
Weren't they all fantastic?
Yeah. And, you know, I feel so bad for Marv and...
I feel bad. Marvin,
I feel terrible.
Marvin, I want to ask Marvin if he wants to, like, get a townhouse or something.
I'm going to give each of you guys $100 as well, okay? So no one loses. Well, I mean, you're all losers at love, but no one's a loser on the Don and Mike show.
That's it. Hey, way to go, Marvin.
Thank you.
Way to go. Jamie, thanks a lot.
I've always wanted to say this. Hey, Buzz.
Yes, Jamie.
You got any weed?
All right, thank you all. Thank you. Nice meeting you, Trevor.
Thank you, my friend.
That's not Trevor, that's Jamie.
Jamie. I'm
sorry. Trevor's the guy that she cheated with.
His wife makes that same mistake.
Goodbye.
Hey, Marvin, Jamie, take care, guys. Bye. Nice meeting you.
Nice to see you, ladies.
That's rough.
Bye-bye. Bye, Allison. Bye, cheating whore. Ain't gonna get much better than that.
Nope.
It's pretty terrific, and you know, they're all hanging in there. They're all smiling. Fascinating.
It ain't gonna get much better than that.
Way to go, T-Dog.
But our Valentine's Day is not over. Here is the final treat on this, the sweetest of all days. We turn on the live Don and Mike remote microphones. 10800 Main Street in Fairfax. Outside, we have Dennis Murphy. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, how you doing?
And what is that you have in your hand?
Pizza.
You got a pizza.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Hey, it's so good today.
They've already, look at the Domino's people brought Dennis pizza and flowers.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. And now let's really make this a loving day. Where is Tom Gavin?
Good question.
Tom, will someone wheel Tom outside, please?
Let's bring Tom out because, Dennis, we knew you needed a Valentine today.
I understand he left.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think we made...
Okay, we
made sure that he was going to stay around.
Okay.
Is he coming out there? Dennis, have you met a lot of nice people today?
Yes, I've met about 50 people so far. I came up to hello.
Have you kissed a lot of people?
I kissed probably 3 or 4 women. You know, what's that?
You got to see him. RJ, are you getting a picture of him right now?
Yeah.
This is the Dennis that we want for the NEW website. Holding the Domino's Heat Wave pizza, the flowers, the quiver with the arrows in it.
Right. And where is Dennis's Valentine? Does anyone know? Could anyone perhaps communicate to
us?
I told Joe to make sure that...
Now I think I understand.
Hey, where is... Hey, Joe, okay, where's Dennis's Valentine? This was supposed to be the secret money shot.
Yeah, I understand you have a 2 o'clock show.
Is today the day he's doing his cable access show?
Cable
Now, Joe just literally slowly walked down the hallway.
Now, here he comes now. Here he comes. Is he coming to the studio? Joe Artinger, everybody. Joe, did you secure Tom?
Tom went to go do his radio show.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Two. All right. Thank you, Joe. Well,
thanks. Thanks for getting that information right into us, Joe.
Okay, well.
Hey, do you want to talk to some people out here?
Yeah, sure, Dennis, of course.
Okay. What's your name?
George Angelo.
What can you do, George?
I own some of the Domino's there.
You're the one who picked up. Thank you, George.
You're welcome.
Oh, thanks a lot. And thank you for the roses. I will enjoy these forever.
Well, that's
hey, how you doing?
Oh, no. Oh, look at it, Mike. You got to look at this girl.
Hey.
This girl is a piece of ass outside right now. Who is that? Christ, is that girl hot? Dennis, who is that
Dennis,
girl?
What is she doing? She looks like she's getting something out for you.
No!
Hey, what was that? And then she ran away from you, Dennis. What's that, Rob?
I think simply a passerby.
Just a passerby?
Okay.
What was that, Dennis? Someone drove by and said something to you? What did they say?
No, that was a girlfriend that walked by.
Dennis, it looks like your loincloth is beginning to take a trip down towards the South Pole.
Yeah, I know. So I hope you're the last place you're going to have to,
Dennis, here's what we'd like you to do now. Yeah. You've been outstanding today.
Okay. Yeah, great job today, Dennis.
Yeah.
What we'd like you to do is come inside.
Uh-huh.
Get dressed.
Yeah.
But take your underpants off.
So we can inspect them.
And we want to give them away.
And that'll be the last Valentine's prize that we give away today. Can you sit in with the
news? No.
Come on, Don, please.
No.
What do you want? I mean, do you want to sit in and do the news, or do you want to just sit in the news studio when Buzz is doing the news?
You don't have comments?
No, we don't want your comments. But we do want your underpants.
Okay,
see you in a second.
Okay, see you in a second. Thank you, Don, Mike.
Thank you. Vaya con Dios.
Thank you, Dennis Murphy.
Ah, thank you. Hey,
there he goes.
There you go.
I'm Cupid.
He's Cupid.
Not the way his briefs poke out from underneath his
style. Thank you!
Jesus!
Yeah. Woo!
All right. Okay, man.
Woo.
It got me an ice cream headache. let's go to Buzz now. Here we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And, hold on, Buzz. I got just a call or two here before we find out what your lead story is.
All right.
Vic. Hello, Vic.
Hey. My brother.
Hi.
What's going on? I just wanted to let Jamie, who was in that contest that you just had, let him know that not only do I know that he has a small yoo-hoo, now everybody else at work does.
Oh, well, you know, let's cut him some slack.
What's your name?
My name is Vic.
Vic, okay, great.
All right, Vic. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bro.
See you later. Nice friend you are, Vic.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. Better than Trevor.
Hello.
Really? Trevor's T-Dog, Jamie, though.
Who's this?
Hello.
This is Vernon.
Hey, Vern.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say, hey, guys, you got a lot of Mormon fans. So give us give us a break. And also, love the show. And those girls were DABs.
Dumbass bitches. All right, well, you know, I mean, the show's on in Salt Lake now, and, yeah, there are lots of Mormons that are getting into the show, I guess.
And if you read, I think it's, late in the Book of Mormon, that's when they have the chapter on DABs.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello, Donald. Hello, Michael.
Hi.
Hello, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
My name's Eric, calling from Morgantown, West Virginia. I love your show.
Hello, Eric.
I just wanted to call, really, to thank you for yesterday's show.
And I think people should know that there are certain little areas of West Virginia that are hamlets for gay men.
Well, actually, I prefer no labels. I consider myself masculinely challenged.
Gotcha.
I like that.
Gotcha.
Well, I really wanted to call to thank you again for yesterday's show. You're actually quite right. West Virginia is not the most full, but the most understanding people.
All right.
And you touched on two subjects yesterday that were really close to my heart. One you mentioned, I think, about not having a Valentine. I really love those articles, by the way. They're wonderful.
Greg Wilson, yeah.
And I'm also going through a breakup. So I completely understand where Michael's coming from.
Thank you so much. I understand.
Yeah. Jesus.
And I'm calling kind of because of that. I mean, you mentioned you don't have any plans tonight, Michael.
What's your first name again?
My name is Eric.
Eric, yeah. Go ahead, Eric. Yeah, I was mentioning I don't have any plans. And
yes, you mentioned you also, and I was thinking something about an incurable romantic, and that is my description exactly of myself. Michael.
Yes.
I don't mind a little flatulence in a man. I understand a man is a man.
Thank you, Eric. But Eric,
I'm a wonderful listener,
Eric.
So you can do all the talking,
Eric.
Michael. I would certainly enjoy all the sleeping attacks you could muster.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Eric, wow. I really don't.
Is this a gay man coming on to you, Mike?
I don't feel that I'm at that stage yet.
You said you could feel the love, Michael. You have no idea.
I understand.
Goodbye, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Goodbye.
To be appreciated, Michael.
I know.
Goodbye. And Rob, where's Rob? Rob, hand him me a note. You had a nice Valentine's Day moment. What was your nice Valentine's Day moment?
I was walking out the winners, and I said, congratulations, guys. You really played the game well. It was a nice victory, and enjoy your money, to which they screamed to one another, I can't believe my father was gay, and you thought he was gay, and it's not that small. And, I mean, they were
fighting on the way out?
They took the luck with them. Yeah. I thought it was very nice.
God damn it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You guys are friggin' geniuses. That was the best radio, the best game ever. Yeah,
pretty good one.
Yeah, unimaginable. And the girl I was dancing with at the Shark Club last night, you should call me. I like you a lot.
All right, he's giving out a personal message. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today's top story, pedestrians become an endangered species in New York.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, was someone hit by a car or something?
Yeah, several.
Oh, I know this story. Okay, this is a good story.
All right.
Sorry,
I shouldn't say all right like that.
I mean, there
may be more than you know him.
Okay. Yeah. You are a tease.
Yes, I
am.
For news and comment,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Boy, howdy. Boy, howdy.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN. 1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
I almost forgot this.
Oh, sure.
Nope, hold on. Didn't mean to play that one. This one.
What's the word? We playing
crackpot. There you go.
Pardon them for being human. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's go right to the airless cubicle. Here is Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, now over 24 people have been mowed down by cars in the heart of Midtown Manhattan just this week.
Listen to me, citizens of Gotham.
Yes.
It is not safe.
No,
to walk
no.
the streets. Yesterday, some douche.
Day before.
Yeah, okay, earlier this week, runs his car in Manhattan, runs over 19 people.
Yeah. What, pulls up on the sidewalk?
The guy, ran into a building.
Wow.
Runs over 19 people.
Along the whole wide area, he ran over people.
19 people.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, 20 blocks.
But wait, there's more. Today.
Yeah. Today, at least 7 people were hurt at a busy intersection off Herald Square near Penn Station. 4 of those people are now in critical condition. The driver of the car this time bailed. We believe it's a Jetta, and that driver fled into the subway. 2 days ago, a New Jersey man allegedly hit 19 people. He also fled on foot, and although police know his name, he is still at large as well.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah.
Has
anyone been saved during our travels in New York? I know that it's Rob or you or Buzz or Lisa or somebody has grabbed me when I've been looking in the wrong direction.
Oh, I've grabbed you more than one time.
I'm kind of out of it.
You walk right off the curb.
I'm the fastest walker in our group. I like to zoom ahead, and sometimes I'm not thinking about where I'm going.
I grabbed you one time by your sleeve when you were just walking off the curb and not even looking at it. There was a cab.
And my mind was elsewhere.
Yeah. Mike, I've saved your life.
You have. Yes. I think a lot of people on the show have saved my life. Thank you, guys.
Now, I saved you from one of a double-decker bus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And it was really
all right,
a good grab.
I'm learning something here. I gotta focus on my street walking.
And I think
we all
it was
now.
2 years ago when I dove on the grenade.
That's right. Thank you, Rob. Yeah. Rob gets extra credit for that one. Oh, this is going to hurt teddy bear sales at Walmart. The FBI has issued an alert to cop shops in Salt Lake City and other locations in the southwestern United States about teddy bear bombs.
Oh, Jesus.
The alert went out to 350 law enforcement agencies after a suspicious transaction at a Walmart last month. The Bureau says a man of possible Middle Eastern origin bought 9 Valentine bears, 14 canisters of propane, and a dozen packets of BBs. Agents say the propane canisters were small enough to fit inside the bears. Now airport security personnel are on the lookout for Valentine's Day bears that might be carried onto airplanes.
Listen, I don't know how to react to that story. Here's what my first thought is. Well, it's entirely possible the guy could buy all those bears and have a lot of kids or grandkids.
Absolutely.
It's also possible you could buy propane if you, like Hank Hill says, what's enjoying
the... Taste the meat, not the heat.
Not the heat and the BB.
Right.
Maybe the guy likes to go in his backyard and shooting squirrels.
Absolutely.
So I don't know.
And then you think of the other side of it. Yeah, could anything be more horrible than than to put something into a kid's toy?
No, absolutely not.
Jesus Christ.
14 is a lot of propane containers, and these particular containers are the short, squatted, sort of fat kind that aren't used for, like, torches and those kinds of things. These are generally used for grills, like a Coleman outdoor grill, and you wouldn't usually buy 14 of them at once.
Well, I don't know.
So who knows?
Yeah, right.
We still don't know for sure, but the top suspect in the kidnapping of an American reporter says the reporter is dead. Quoting Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, as far as I know, he's dead.
You know, God damn it. Our problem is that we pay attention to the news too much, and we were, you know, having a moment with that story on the show yesterday, because one of the reasons was, I think we all thought that,
the
Pakistani president said the guy was alive.
And he may still be alive. Saeed's already confessed to the kidnapping, but he won't say when or where Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl was supposedly killed. The Pakistani officials who will put Saeed on trial say they don't know whether to believe him. They say he's changed his story several times, and most recently told them that the reporter was still alive. They say they're still holding out hope that Pearl is not only alive, but close to being released. Who knows what to think?
Right.
Here along the East Coast, the feds are looking for a couple of Middle Eastern-looking men after the report of an attempted hijacked truck. A fuel tanker driver in Georgia says the men tried to force him off the road in a Dodge Neon with Jersey plates. It could have just been road rage, but with the high alert still on, authorities are playing it safe. The feds are warning police and the public these men may be armed and dangerous.
Buzz, boy, this is serious news, guys. Let me lighten the mood for one moment.
All
Dennis,
right.
Dennis is ready to present his underpants to us.
Ah, very good.
Oh,
very good.
So let's...
very good.
Let's,
now, that's lightening the moment.
Let's take a look. Dennis has been outside for 3 hours today. Now, fortunately, it's a beautiful day here in D.C. The temperature is in the upper 50s.
I should point out, though, that Dennis had a very nervous ride in. And, of course, when Dennis gets in here, we'll check on his diet for today.
Dennis was outside wearing his Cupid outfit. You'll see those pictures on WNEW.com. Just click on the Don and Mike icon. Here is Dennis. Dennis, first let me say, I'm one who's hesitant to give you compliments, but I want to say beautiful job today. Dan?
Yeah,
beautiful job today.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
I still want my Christmas present. I'm sure Mike still wants his. Rob still wants his as well.
Okay.
Dennis, Dennis, I concur with Don that today the job you did was exemplary.
I'm waiting and looking for anything you all want me to do.
That was the Dennis Murphy we've known and loved on the show for 11 years.
Thank you. And a lot of people, say hello to me.
Now let's take a look at those underpants.
Before you do that, though, Dennis, can I ask you one question? What did you enjoy for breakfast this morning?
It was a light breakfast.
A light breakfast. What's a light breakfast for Dennis?
Orange juice and a cereal bar.
That's all.
Yeah.
Oh, good. And have you eaten anything else before?
Actually, I'm going to finish that pizza after I'm going to
Okay, so really very little in his diet.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Let me see.
That's a good question.
Okay, good question. I had two Henry cheese sandwiches.
Yes.
Two yogurt.
All right. Just trying.
So you really are dying.
And a couple glasses of milk. But I'm heavy on the dairy product.
How about late at night? Did you snack at all? Like maybe a little sweet juice?
The other night, you know, I was watching the Olympics. I was sad about the ice skating.
You didn't like the decision by the judges?
No, I didn't like the decision. So
you ate to make the pain go away?
I had a half gallon of Edie's vanilla ice cream.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything on it?
Oh, no, I just ate it from the carton.
Just vanilla?
Yeah.
From the carton. Okay, well, let's see those underpants.
Okay.
No, I don't want to hold them. I want you to just...
Let's do an inspection.
Present them to us.
Dairy foods are very
Turn
rich.
Them inside out, Dennis, and let's take a look at and see what's happening.
Yeah, let me help you, Dan. Let me help you.
Oh, Mike, you're a brave man, Mike.
Look, it's clearly clean.
Take a look, Mike, and... Hold on. Do we turn the lights up now? Mike's got to pen out to diagram something for me, or to hold something.
What?
I mean, I saw something there.
Well, I see a general light brown / yellow color.
You know, that could be a laundry issue, so to speak.
God, Mike, you're brave. You're touching those underpants.
Wow. You bleach it?
You got your hands right where his nutsack is.
Check by the trap.
Okay.
These are the cleanest.
Huh? I think there was something by the trap.
That's the usual one, and that could be one of two stains. And I didn't have my hands together.
It's either number one or number three?
Yeah, it's either number one. It's probably, or a combination of number one and number three.
It's not one and a half.
Because someone who gets excited doesn't get excited, gets excited doesn't get a, you know, you're going to have a little separate.
No, I did go to the bathroom in the middle, because I bet you it's a middle.
That's an old stain. That's a stain. And that's a stain. That's not a, that's not, that's a stain that is lingering.
It's a stain.
I think that, that might be goo.
All right, Dennis, here's the deal. Here's your last challenge for today.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah.
Get in your car.
Okay.
Somebody give him the hotline number.
Okay.
I know I'm going to regret this move. Give him the new hotline number. If you give it to anybody, I swear to God, I will take you down to Chinatown.
Gone. You know, your word is gold with me. And I'm
if you know what, Dennis, now I'm going to let you inside the circle of trust again.
Okay.
And bring you down, Don. Okay. I mean, I hate, I normally don't like to be a stickler.
No, that's fine, please.
Bring you down, because take you down sounds like you're going on a date with
me. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
There you go. I have a great kind of Chinatown.
Here's the deal. You got a cell phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a
Dennis, overall, I have to tell you, those are marvelous briefs, especially with a man of your carriage. I think
go to the McDonald's,
Mike,
where you sold them that one time.
Okay.
And we'll announce right now, the first person to meet Dennis at the McDonald's will win the underpants.
Okay. Can I make a request?
Yes.
In keeping with tradition, what you did last time is you had him put them on his antenna of his car.
Okay, I'll put it on the antenna.
And
but drive carefully. We don't want to lose those to the wind.
I have to have a video on for the antenna.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, we've only got about 20 minutes left of the show.
I know.
The McDonald's is at the corner of Oak and Route 50
Highway.
Oak.
It's a shame you couldn't run those through the laundry press one time before you...
like the old-fashioned crank?
Dennis, go get your car right now.
Okay.
Go get your car right now. Call us on the hotline when you get to the McDonald's.
Okay.
First person, the McDonald's right by, okay, get out of here. The first person right by Paul the Sixth High School, who wants Dennis's underpants as a souvenir, and I can think of no finer way to celebrate this Valentine's Day. Imagine tonight when you come home to that special person and you don't have candy and flowers. You say, honey, I love you so much. I have for you here. Dennis Murphy's stained underpants.
Underwear worn by a celebrity.
Worn by Cupid.
Cupid.
Today on the Don and Mike Show.
And I, you gotta say, the condition of those briefs.
Except for the one stain up front.
He's learned. He's learned that when he's coming on the show, that his underwear could be inspected at any moment.
Mike.
And we all lived our lives like that. You know, Don, I might still be in a happy marriage.
I think we've trained Dennis. He's learned to wipe himself properly.
I think that's exactly what, and I bet that's an effort for him.
So if you liked Dennis Murphy's underpants, right now go to the McDonald's.
Almost clean.
On Lee Highway and Oak Street. Right by Paul the Sixth High School. Dennis will have the underpants on the antenna of his car. First person to go down to the McDonald's will win the underpants.
VW. Virtually white.
Absolutely.
So,
does anybody have an antibacterial wipe by any chance?
You had your hands all over, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really just sitting there. You know, I'm drinking my beverage down at the bottom of the cup.
You might want to go get friendly with a bottle of peroxide.
My fingernails are itching.
We're going to have to take a break when we come back. Hey, listen, again, this is serious. Anybody who wants us, don't call. I see the phones are lighting up. You know, you've got to be in the area.
Right.
You've got to drive your car down to the McDonald's. Incidentally, that has been awarded officially the slowest, dumbest McDonald's in America.
That's right.
The McDonald's at the corner of Oak and Lee Highway.
That's right.
Right by Paul the Sixth High School. Go down there. Dennis Murphy, what do you got something under your nail, Mike? Dennis will be there with the underpants on his antenna of his car. And if you'd like them as a souvenir, just drop by and Dennis will call us on the hotline. More news with Buzz coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. If you haven't seen Monsters Ball yet, go see it. Halle Berry has a 3-minute nude sex scene. Yes, I did time it. Which is one of the greatest nude scenes I've ever seen in an R-rated movie. It even has some doggy style action. The only problem is with Billy Bob Thornton, and he's naked in the scene.
There's a new DVD out this week called Sexual Predator, which stars supermodel Angie Everhart. She's completely naked a ton in the flick. It's by far her best movie for nudity in her career. The only problem is, after extensive analysis at the Mr. Skin Laboratories, we determined that she was wearing a flesh-colored crotch patch. Now, that's a lucky crotch patch. But don't worry, Sexual Predator is still a great rental, despite the crotch blockage. Britney Spears' new movie, Crossroads, opens in theaters this weekend, and unfortunately she's not naked, but the good news is she is in a bra. Hey, it's something. I'm Mr. Skin, fast-forwarding to the good parts.
Providing a daily four-hour radio stink face, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, the Mr. Skin Minutes, you'll be hearing those weekly on the show.
Very nice.
Time for a caller 100 right now at 877-365-3636. What happened to Dennis? He was on line 9. And now line's gone dead. Well, I hope he calls back. I thought he had a winner out there already. Dennis, where the hell are you?
Come on, Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis.
I know he was on hold, right? Do you see it? Say, yeah, here he is. Okay, all right. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Don. Hey, I got a beautiful lady here.
You do this that wants your underwear?
Yeah. Becca. You want Becca?
Yes, put her on, please.
Okay, hold on.
Hi there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Becca.
Hi, Becca. Where are you from?
I'm from Vienna.
Do you want Dennis's underpants?
I want Dennis's underpants for my Valentine.
There you go.
Ah, fantastic. So you're going to give them to someone special?
Very, very special person, yeah.
Very good.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I know. He's going to be thrilled.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah. See you later.
Hello.
Honey, look what I brought home for you.
Yeah, you
what?
Yeah, he was gone.
He's out of there.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, back to Buzz.
In sports, the skating scandal in Salt Lake City is now of Olympic proportions. A French judge now says she voted for the Russians over the Canadians in the pair's figure skating final because she was pressured to do so. Oh. She says the pressure came from the Russians. The Russian skaters committed an obvious technical error that was overlooked by five judges. The Canadian duo clearly skated better in most people's opinions. The International Olympic Committee is telling skating officials if they don't solve this problem and soon, the IOC will step in.
Listen, here's the deal on this very quickly. Mm-hmm. The Olympics, really, in my opinion, they're worthless. And if you go through something like this where you have someone who obviously wins the gold medal and they don't get the gold medal, then you take something that at least I consider to be worthless, and you take any validity away from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's got no credibility.
Well, I mean, the skating circles have lacked credibility for years and years because of this judging crap that
brings it out. Yeah.
Anyway, it makes it no different than watching the XFL.
You know what I enjoyed last night?
Crap like that.
Because I used to always defend the Winter Olympics. Last night, first time I enjoyed it was watching that ski jumping. One of your classic Olympic Winter Olympic events, and a guy that had no chance and came out of nowhere to win the gold medal. But here's what, even that, they had to taint it. Mm-hmm. When they talked about these guys all being so skinny that they have eating disorders. And then I start looking at these guys, and they all look gross. They all look unhealthy, because apparently, some of them, binge and purge, so they'd be light enough to fly. Yeah, just like you, Rob.
And when we were doing the newlywed game today, Michael Weiss called from Salt Lake City.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, and we had too many things going on. We had Dennis going on in the game. Anyway, he wanted to say that he will be on TV 9 o'clock East Coast time tonight.
Very
6 o'clock
good.
West Coast time.
Is he going to be competing or is he going to be just interviewed?
No, he's going to be doing his program tonight at 9 o'clock. So if you want to watch the Olympics, watch for our friend Michael Weiss.
Very good.
Who has promised us he will get the gold medal, and when he wins the gold medal, he will say hello to us when he's standing up on the podium.
It'll be a little difficult for him to do that.
First, the Olympics lost credibility for me when I found out the NBC fireplace was fake.
Yeah, do you know that? It's a TV screen.
Really?
It's fake.
It's a video monitor.
You mean that stone?
That thing that's sitting behind Bob Costas?
The fire itself, the animated fire with the smoke and the flames, that's not there.
It's a video. It's like a flat screen TV.
You know what I read? So is Jim McKay. He's not real.
Finally, in a dark room at the back of a tea shop in Kandahar, a 23-year-old man stands with his mouth open, giggling nervously as he looks at the first pair of female breasts he can ever remember seeing.
This little girl had knockers!
That is the opening line of a report from Reuters about the wildfire sweeping Afghanistan, the wildfire known as Satellite TV.
Oh, God bless them. I'm happy for those people.
Channel... What's a vivid TV? A 5...
596.
596!
597...
$5.98.
There you go.
$5.99.
Now, in a country where sexuality's been repressed, pornography has come to the tube. Of the 170 channels now available there, four of them are all porn all the time.
All right. I hope they get the full money shot.
With the head-to-toe veils women still wear in Afghanistan, the burqas, most men have never seen a naked woman other than family. Not everybody's happy about the change. Quoting one 26-year-old man, this is not good for our society. But quoting a man who sells the dishes, everybody wants to watch satellite TV. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Thanks to our couples for coming down for playing the Newlywed Game.
They were good sport.
Yeah. The backwards Newlywed Game. Thanks to Dennis Murphy. Visit his website, DennisMurphy.com. And, of course, thanks to our friend, Mr. Skin. His website is www.MrSkin.com.
All right.
For our rating of the women and the brand-new low budget Jeopardy and Charlie Stossel in a fight with a woman on the show, Jessica Beadle.
That'll be exciting.
It'll be a good Friday episode. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I'm Cola 100.
Yes, you are. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Eddie.
Eddie, where are you from?
I'm from the Bronx.
Hey, it's Eddie. Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
All right, how you been?
Good. Eddie, do one of those Super Troopers for us, Max. Enjoy the new movie, Super Troopers. Don't miss Super Troopers, the hilarious new film about cops, private killings. Also on a 20-minute prepaid phone card from Sprint, PCS, and Lisa, what's the plug about 2Exposed?
I'm so mad at you.
Oh, come on.
Come on,
what's
2Exposed.com. One of the gals came by to drop off their 2002 calendar, so visit 2Exposed.com.
Well, don't be mad at him. Be mad at me, too.
Yeah, I wasn't even paying attention.
I brought it to his attention.
Way to go.
The calendars
Thanks.
Are nice.
You know how much it hurts.
Yes, I understand.
Well, we live to hurt you.
Focus on the positive. You got new February calendars.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rob.
Sure, I said sir. I didn't do anything.
About kindness.
Yeah. Can you?
Would you?
And you?
Man!
Throw your head in the air, just like Sydney. Okay, come on. Children.
Oh!
We will see you tomorrow.
Toodaloo!
I was just going to
ask.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.